Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
What's up, what's up, what's up? And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. I'm joined by my co-host, Justin. What up, Jay Treasy?
Turn my mic up just a little bit. I'm just kidding.
I was about to do it. I couldn't tell.
You know, in the studio, everything sounded crisp.
I'm glad you're here, man. I understand you ran into an ex on the way here, man. So, you know, glad to see that you, you know, you can walk right past your mistakes.
I laugh faster. it's funny, too, because she actually made me think about a girl I wanted to date that looked similar to her when I was in, like, elementary school.
What happened, though? Like, why you didn't date her?
She wouldn't never give me a phone number. It's funny, too, because I've seen her hair swipe before. Mm-hmm. And since then, she talked to me once. Like, she created the conversation. And she was like, so what are you doing these days? I was like, nothing, just chilling. She was like, oh, you know, we should catch up. Nah, we shouldn't. You know, I really got a tight schedule. I got to keep it moving. I'm going to holler at you later. And it felt so good to finally tell her no after all the years I wanted to holler at her and she wouldn't.
Mm. Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yep.
Is what they say.
And she didn't look the same. If she looked the same, I probably would have told her, yo.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, hey, being faithful is overrated. Karen.
This was my single days. I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you that's a caveat you might want to add before you tell the story to Kurt.
Oh, well, I'd still say that to why I just don't talk to her.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, before you tell Turk, you know, you might want to add the part about this is my single days. Karen is here with us, the person that never works Fridays anymore. What's going on, Karen?
How y'all doing?
Glad to see you can make it back.
Yes, sir.
Karen is a firm example, guys, of if you go balls deep, they will practically leave their job to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They can't help it. Well, as always on Balls Deep, we have to get started with the song. And that's why you got to take the everything off mute when you do that. But start with the song.
Howdy. You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave.
I'm talking about
Balls Deep.
I'm talking about Balls Deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about pump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? I'm not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, cooking those ass niggas.
That's why Steve Kerr had to hit the shot. I wouldn't go in when Kukoc had the ball.
Oh, Lord.
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm always talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Oh, you old son of a bitch. Glad everybody's back. We had a few days off here. Mm-hmm. Although you can't tell from my work ethic, I've been guesting on podcasts. I was on Five Starter talking about sports and stuff. I was on Longer Late Movie Show talking about movies. And I was on Where's My 40 Acres spinoff podcast, The Boob 2, talking about 24. So I've been staying busy all week.
Mm-hmm.
You need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah, and I've been up since 2:23 a.m. today with no nap. So
yeah,
if I pass out during the show, you guys just understand that I love you.
You want me to whisper in your ear?
Tell
you something that you like to hear?
Somebody pour this emergency Red Bull for me. that would be better to keep me awake.
Now, did you go to the 5 a.m. run?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, that's my move. KT was there.
What?
Yeah, KT been coming the last couple times, man. And unbeknownst to me, he overheard me when I was defending his jump shot. Somebody was saying he can't shoot. I said, nope, KT can shoot. He don't like to shoot.
Y'all friends now then, huh?
Hey, man, he hit me on Facebook and sent me a direct message and said that he heard it, man, and that he appreciated it.
That's all right.
So
if only he could get his feelings in order.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that glad that we can make it back, man. Told you I forgave him.
Yeah, it's different from you forgave him versus, you know, I'm sure he probably was still always in his mind he said that to you.
Yeah, but you gotta realize, like, my forgiveness of somebody is kind of like forgiving somebody an apology. Too many people think that shit goes hand in hand, and it don't.
Mm-mm.
Like, you can forgive somebody that never apologized.
Yes, you can.
And you can apologize and somebody don't have to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just forgave him because I was like, man, I can't be mad all the time.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah, so I just forgave him.
And I know one thing. Last night was like opposite because Roger, it was about 6-7 o'clock. And Roger said, I'm going to go take a nap. I said, all right.
No, it was 5 o'clock.
Yo, 5 something. I said, all right. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I look at him, I said, this nigga still asleep.
Now, see, when I fall asleep, if I was to fall asleep like early like that, you know, I'm obviously just tired. But I get upset if Turk doesn't wake me up to feed me.
Nah, not me. I don't. I mean, one, you know, we're responsible for ourselves in this house, really. I can't even imagine trying to pull that shit. Why you didn't wake me up? What?
It's three things she can wake me up for when I'm asleep. One, if I fall asleep on the sofa, wake me up, because I do want to get in the bed and sleep at night with you. Two, wake me up for sex. I don't care. If you want some, wake me up. And wake me up for food. Like, I don't wake me up for food.
I know, but you said you would be mad if she didn't. That's different.
Not literally mad. Like, I'd just be like, hey, why didn't you wake me up?
Yeah, I don't care. Mm-mm. Like, I don't get to sleep like that often anyway. So.
No, I knew he had to be tired. Like, I sleep like that, but he doesn't sleep like that.
Now, I woke up at 7 because I set my alarm to go to wing night. And it took all the strength in my body to reach for my phone, turn off the alarm, and text to Chris, I'm not going to make it. That took all the strength. Like you know how, like, when you trying to bench press, like, something, like, you trying to max out?
Yep, and nobody's fighting you.
It felt like that, but just reaching for my phone and trying to stay conscious long enough to make sure I sent it. No. And I hit send, and it was like, chew, and I was like,
Now, see, that's how y'all know Rod is responsible right there, too. Because a lesser man like myself, I just wouldn't have been there, and I'd have been like, they done understood it.
Dog, they had just texted me like, hey, man, it was like my nerd friends that's in wing night. And they was both like, hey, man, we going to be there. So I know they want to talk about Amazing Spider-Man. They want to talk about X-Men, Days of Future Past. Yeah. They want to talk about all that shit. And first of all, I liked Amazing Spider-Man, too. And they did. And one of them didn't. So I already wasn't anticipating the conversation. True. But, yeah, I was so tired, man. I was like, man, I'm sorry to let y'all down, bro. I really wanted to make it. Like, 100% before I laid my head down, I was like, I can't wait to talk to them. Now I'm like, fuck it.
And I think all the sleep kind of hit him at once, because, like, he's really been going and staying up 1, 2, 3 in the morning, up for a few hours, going to play basketball. Like, that's been him. And I know one thing, and maybe this is just me, but the people that do the alarm on your phone that tells you about weather, God damn it, that shit'll give you a heart attack. You don't have to worry about the weather killing you, because we was there that second. My phone's like,
that's the other thing, is I kept getting text messages, weather alerts that were like, it's raining, cats and dogs outside, 7 tornadoes are outside your door right now.
Yes.
It was like, why the fuck would I risk that to go across town? I could fall asleep here and die. Like, why get on the road to do it?
That's the truth.
That's the first alert I turn off on every phone I get.
The weather alert?
Yes.
Like I'm not talking like
those emergency alerts. Yeah, those are the first thing I turn off.
Wow. I turned the Amber alert off.
The only one you can't turn off is the one from the president. And I would turn that off too if I could.
Yeah, I keep all mine on. Fuck that.
I turn the Amber alert off. I keep the weather on.
I want to know Amber alert too. Nope. I might fuck around and be able to help somebody.
Because they continuously go off. Like you said last night.
My Amber alert don't go off a lot.
No, but I'm talking about the weather alerts.
Now, the weather alerts, that's because the weather wouldn't stop. Now, typically when you get a weather alert, it's like, hey, tornado warning from blank to blank. it was fucking up so bad. It was like tornado alert to, hold on now.
Another update.
A little bit longer. Hold on, look. Oh shit, nigga.
It's like, to 10 o'clock.
By the last one, it was like, goddamn, we don't even know. Just be careful.
just look outside till the rain stop.
Yeah, it's like a ugly woman cooking you dinner. Be careful, baby. Be careful outside.
Yeah, I learned from the BlackBerry I had. Cut that shit off. And that was several years ago. I was like, nah, I can't deal with it.
And that shit be loud.
Because what happened, I think it was like 2 or 3 days in a row, we was having like tornado alerts, and that shit was just continuously going off. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, it ain't like a shit you can do. I hear you. But Amber Alerts I keep on just because I feel like, what if I'm the next Charles Ramsey? You know what I mean? Like, what if you know, what if I just happen to walk by a dude and I think it look odd? I'm like, damn, that's a black ass nigga with that Asian baby. Well, that was weird. Let me just go in the house. And then I get the doo-doo-doo. Hey, you see a black ass nigga with an Asian baby? he stole it. You better be careful. Like, I would love to be able to help somebody out, man. So I just leave it on because it don't happen but like once every few months for me anyway. So, anyway, we got an email. None of this has to do with sports. Money Manziel versus Jay Thrill. This is from Prince LeRon. He says, what's good, Balls Deep crew? I just had some random comments to get out. Keep in mind, guys, anybody can email us about Balls Deep Sports. Just go to theblackouttips.com. And you can leave comments at the episode, or you can email us theblackouttips@gmail.com. I just had some random comments to get out. One, does Justin want Johnny Football to fail? Cleveland used a pick for the Colts to draft Manziel. So if Manziel doesn't succeed in Cleveland, then Justin will be right about Cleveland not being right. This can be the beginning of a good anti-Manziel agenda.
That's not an anti-Manziel agenda. However, it would be an anti-Cleveland, thinking that their ownership or management group can do anything that makes sense. And they semi made a good decision by drafting him, but they starting to fuck it up already by limit what they want him to do. Mm-hmm. You automatically saying, nope, he is not even in competition for the quarterback. Well, I thought that's what all of preseason and everything was about, competition, earning your spot. Shit, Tom Brady got to earn his job, in my opinion. Remember, even with the Redskins, I said the same thing. There's nothing wrong with having a good backup quarterback for RG3. Make him play better. Earn his spot. And you was like, nope, it'll fuck up his psyche. I'm like, I don't know. I don't mind having a good backup. So,
and they did.
Yep. But point is, if they can't handle competition, then they really shouldn't be in that position. I thrive off playing better competition. I enjoy the game better. So
they won't even let him talk to the media.
Right. So I guess that's what I'm saying. Even though he did talk to the media about
it. Yeah, he did anyway. Like a week later. I was like, how long did that ban last? Why is he on my TV?
Right. So, but they are going to fuck it up. This is how they'll fuck it up though. He'll be the best quarterback they've ever had and he won't re-sign with them because they're going to fuck it up with all this other bullshit in the beginning.
So you're anticipating Johnny Football actually playing and being good in Cleveland.
Right. But him playing good, that doesn't translate to them winning games.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just seeing how you're manipulating the agenda. So basically, he can still have a good career and not necessarily be good for Cleveland.
Right. Which is hard to do. Who's ever left Cleveland and been successful? I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than LeBron, and we talking about that's one in.
You're learning a lot.
Number two, I'm tired of hearing people trying to call the Spurs old. The Spurs are a young team. The only old players are Timmy and Manu. Dio is old too, but he isn't called upon to play a lot of minutes. The reason the Spurs seem old is that their young players are not athletes other than Kawhi, and the non-athletes can't stand up to pressure. The best way to beat them this tight coverage is for Tony to beat Russ one-on-one. It always... Like, my spine always, like, ticks up when people say the Spurs are old also. Because I'm always like, you know, old is not true. They do have old players, but it's a mix of young and old. The average age of the team isn't that much older than anybody else. Here's what you got to realize. compared to the Thunder, they are old. And that's all that really matters. In this series, when people call them old, I get why they're saying it, because every nigga on the fucking Thunder except for Derek Fisher is young as shit. You know, so they do look older when they play a young ass team like this, but when they get to the finals, if they play the Heat, it won't be that bad.
The other thing is they seem older because of the style of play that Popovich has them playing.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps them on such a tight leash periodically for a majority of the game. It's like, dog, like if Kawhi Leonard, or even Tony Parker, if you let them fast break literally the entire game, it would change the complexion of the team.
Mm-hmm.
People would be like, it's not a boring game anymore from them. For the most part, but you don't really see that. I think Mano was the one guy that used to come down and make it exciting, but then you realize like, oh, he just out there jacking up shots. It's not even really exciting ball. He's just jacking up crazy looking shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working anymore. People figured out that left hand game of crazy shots.
Yeah, like they just, but it's like consistently they had the same three star players for shit a long time.
They've been winning, that's the other thing.
Yeah, and they've been winning, so that's another reason you get tired of them, or that you start, they start to feel older than they really are. And honestly, man, like Justin said, they don't get to do the hot dog flashing and shit. Like all the shit they do is pretty low key except for Kawhi, and in my opinion Kawhi Leonard is overrated. A lot of his shit that he do is basic, but he's a star. He's an athletic star on that team. Like,
yep.
If he was on like Denver or some shit, we'd just be like, oh, he good. But we wouldn't be like, hey, I wonder how much money he gonna get in all season. Cause it's not, you know, he's not spectacular like that.
Yeah. They, if you watch their games, man, cause by watching them in the playoffs like this, it'd be shots. I'd be like, why did he give the pump fake? It wasn't even needed then.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that classic, I trained at the YMCA with a coach that had the chairs out, pump fake dribble. And it's like the pump fake wasn't needed right then. Like it's
all. I mean, it's not, for me, it's not even that. It's Pop don't let you do shit that's showboating.
Yeah, but
like, he just don't let you.
Some
like,
players need it, like Danny Green. He needs that leash. Like just catch and shoot.
Oh,
dribble,
I mean,
don't
I'm
even
not,
pass the ball.
I'm not knocking it. We're just talking about why they seem old.
Yeah.
Because it obviously and works.
And it's boring to watch to me.
Yeah, for me too. Like even when the Spurs winning by 20, I don't like watching them play. Like and that's a testament of a team that's boring. Cause when the Heat up 20, I will tune in just cause I'm like, oh, niggas gonna be dunking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Clippers get up 20, oh, it's alley-oop time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna be crossing
scrubs
niggas.
Getting points.
Yeah, they gonna cross niggas up. Spurs get up 20, they just be like, pass, corner three. pass, layup. Pass, corner three.
Eat up all the shot clock time and shit. You be like, come on.
Throw it in the post, back out.
Yeah.
Repost. Back out.
Backdoor cut. Repost. I'm like, damn, this shit boring, man. I mean, it's efficient as fuck, but as much as I love basketball, I don't love it that way.
Mm-mm.
Where I can watch that kind of basketball. Like, God bless Spurs fans, man. Like, they must be some real good hardcore, like NBA fans, because I would not go watch the Spurs. If you replace the Spurs with the Bobcats, I would watch less games in person than I do now. Like I actually like watching Bobcats / Hornets games, mm-hmm. and we not a good team.
No, we not.
But something cool might happen. Spurs, nothing cool gonna happen.
No? Yeah, every now and then you might see Kawhi Leonard take them big ass hands and dunk it on somebody. Like, who was that? Joseph, I think, dunked it on Serge the other day. And I was like, that's the first time you've seen a Spurs player dunking on someone else since David Robinson.
And the thing to me about the Spurs, people get more hype about the names than the action on the court. They'll be like, yeah, Manu Ginobili. I was like, yeah, what the fuck is he going to do out there?
Man, my thing is with Manu and them, like, the Spurs are so boring. When they get in a close game, I know which shots they're gonna shoot. Like, is that like? It's no spontaneity to the shit. I'll be like, Mono top of the key three, Mono top of the three. Yep. Just like somebody asked me today, like, man, did you play ball anywhere? I said no, And he was like, well, damn, man, how you get so smart? And I was like, I had asthma for 15 years of my life, you know, that to like debilitating asthma. So I watched basketball. So I learned everything. So, you know, you just learn. And I don't know everything technically. I just learn like tendencies. So if I see a certain type of nigga, a certain type of team, if I see them enough times, it's predictable. So I don't even need to know the statistical analysis. I can tell you, yeah, Manu's going to come down and shoot that three at the top of the key, dog. Like,
yep. Step
that's,
back.
That's what he does.
That's how this play going to end. Now, I don't know everything that's going to happen before that. I don't know about the fake motion on the left side that they going to run and, you know, how somebody going to overplay Danny Green. What I do know is if you step off of Manu one step, Manu dropping his three.
And you're going to be in trouble.
And the Spurs are so good teams typically – They're predictable, but I'm just saying, like, with the Heat, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, LeBron gonna drive, and he gonna cut, and then they gonna run back door, and Wade gonna get a dunk. And I'll be wrong. I'll be like, oh, shit, he threw it out the Bosch. That was, okay, that's different. Never with the Spurs. Never with the Spurs. It's Tony Parker gonna go to the hole, and he gonna do that spin move. I love that he do. That he just did it.
Yep.
God, they boring. I mean, no offense, man. If they win the championship, they deserve it. I mean, they good.
Man, but and God, that's even, they boring. And them past two games, the OKC made it questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I could. But see, here's what's so funny, man. As soon as they started losing to OKC, I went, oh, yeah, that is right. Sometimes they don't care. Like, that's the problem with the Spurs, too. Pop won't even play a close game sometimes. He just be like, all right, I can sit my starters. We ain't got it tonight. Because he's seen it before. It's boring to him, too. He's like, yeah, we're going to lose. We're going to lose by three.
He set them niggas down. They was only down by 4 points.
He's like, we can either lose by three or I can rest. Or they can lose by 20 and I can rest my players. So, fuck it. We'll lose by 20.
We're going to win the next game.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it in. We need to play for game five now. I mean, he does the shit that people theoretically talk about on the sideline at basketball courts, but we all know no NBA coach would do it. He does it.
But you know, by listening to Steve Kerr during these games, I'd be like, he gonna fuck up as a coach. Because the shit he'd be saying, he'd be like, well, he needs to go ahead and play him because it's a tight game. You know, they're only up 15, 20. That's not a lot of points. I'm like, it's against the third string of the Spurs.
Yeah.
Westbrook needs a break. And then the next game, he was like, well, you know, that's what happens when you don't sit them. I'm like, but you wouldn't have set your players. So as a coach, that's what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And you're going to fuck up the rotation.
Dog, the thing is too, like, it makes so much sense to sit them, but it's just very few people that have the job security to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need job security to pull. Like, the ball's on you, dude. The ball's on this nigga Popovich to be like, yeah, well, fuck it. We're not going to compete today. Whatever. Like, you know how many coaches, they would immediately after the game, they'd be like, dog, what are you doing? Like, dude even asked him after the game. I don't know if you saw the press conference where the guy was like, so, it's five games, five straight blowouts. Can you explain what's going on with the games? And he didn't answer him.
He gave him the straight look.
Yeah, he was like, is that a real question? He's like, yes. It's like, how much do they pay you? He's like, not much. And he started laughing. He's like, I guess that's why.
And you know what's crazy? Is Pop had kind of gotten nice ever since that Craig Sager Jr. interview. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, Craig Sager being sick changed Pop. Like, it made it good for all the reporters. Then after that press comes, I was like, wait, they still have to ask good questions, though.
Yep. Turns out it didn't change shit. But it's just funny, though, because, like, you know, when he, like, Popovich is that type of dude. So, like, he could have explained, like, well, shit, two of them blowouts, I wasn't even trying. You know what I mean? Like, well, the blowouts on our side, I can't really explain. I mean, Ibaka wasn't playing two of them, but. Shit, the one we lost with a blowout, I didn't care.
He could explain it. He don't want to.
Yeah, he don't want to.
He could explain it and saying, I fucked up by keeping Ginobili and not starting Stack Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jackson. He told me one-on-one in my office that, you know, mm-hmm. I would get us through these games like this, and I didn't believe him. I had faith in Green. I don't know why. He can't do anything but shoot threes, catch and shoot. That's it. He can't even make simple passes.
He'd rather lose than to deal with that.
My man, Cubicle BC, B. Cole says, what happens to the Spurs when Tim Duncan and Manu retires? Can Tony Parker lead the team? No.
No.
It's still going to be Popovich team all day. Like, it's going to be whatever Popovich want to do.
You're going to see Splinter or somebody else doing the same move. Well, they won't be as good as Timmy, but it'll be the same system.
It would be cool if Pop and Tim Duncan retired at the same time.
He might need to put Timmy on his training staff.
Timmy. Yeah, I don't expect that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, he can become like Olajuwon, start getting them Olajuwon checks.
Or maybe Tim could like be his assistant coach or something. That would be cool, too.
Yep.
Although I don't know what propensity Tim Duncan has for coaching, but it would be cool if, you know, I just can't see them not attached at the hip at some point. But yeah, Tony Parker never gonna quote unquote lead a team.
Mm-mm.
And he's one of the ultimate examples of Popovich dominance as a coach and how I think it cripples players, because Tony Parker wouldn't be Tony Parker just anywhere.
True.
Like, he would be wanting to shoot threes. Like, it'll be like when that church girl gets to college, like with Tony Parker on another team. Like, he'll be like, oh, I'm gonna try all the shit I ain't get to do. I'm about to do crossovers now. They'll be like, Tony, what are you doing? I never got to do these.
I think he's good enough. He could be successful at doing those.
Nah, I think he'll be way less efficient. Like, he'll go from leading the league in field goal percentage to like top 25. Like, it's like, damn, this nigga shooting threes now. When he starts shooting threes, Tony Parker, he'd be like, hey man, Pop can't tell me what to do. Papa don't preach. I'm out here doing my thing.
I think he still be successful.
Then why did he fuck his teammate's wife then, Justin?
Oh, Lord.
Because he don't understand boundaries. He can't wait to get the fuck out of San Antonio.
No, he fucked his teammate's wife because she wanted the dick. Mm-hmm. It's not all him.
Uh-huh.
Why did she go through with it as well?
You know what the other team wants you to do? Shoot threes. They gonna let him. They'll back off of him and be like, shoot them threes. It'd be in Dallas shooting the fuck out of some threes. Like,
all of them bricks. This what I'm a brick house.
This what I'm on. Le magnifique.
eating croissants.
I wonder who wife he fucking now.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's why Tim Duncan got divorced.
The French motherfuckers, boy. I tell you.
Tim Duncan better watch his back. He got him a nice new pretty young bitch. Watch his back, dog.
I forgot Tim Duncan was going through that. Didn't even really make the news.
Because he Tim Duncan. He's San Antonio. Plus his wife was homely. So then nobody cared.
That's true, too, now.
She went away like a good woman, too. Like, thank you for the check, Tim. Goodbye.
Of course.
I'll just expect a check on the 15th. Thank you very much.
Damn it, Cliff Paul. He makes you not like people from Wake Forest. And Timmy's such a nice guy.
Number 3, did Battier get Botox on his scalp? His scalp looked almost smooth against the Pacers. I'm used to his dome looking like a bulldog's face. The nigga must have gotten some work done. Keep doing what y'all doing, Prince LeBron. I did notice his head looked kind of smooth.
I noticed it too, man. You know what I was thinking? Maybe, you know, Wade took him to his stylist or whoever, and they hooked him up before the game.
Maybe your head, maybe those people with the wavy heads, their heads smooth out with age.
I don't think it worked like that.
Maybe he had a head massage, maybe, and rubbed the wrinkles out before the game.
I don't know the rules or something. Seuss
did a wonderful job then.
Yeah, maybe somehow you can get rid of that shit. I don't know.
But spot on observation.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Of course, got to analyze these series. Pacers and the Heat. I called Heat in 5 or 6. I was feeling real close to 5. I was really getting excited about being Heat in 5. And then they cheated the shit out of the refs cheated the shit out of the Heat and called every 50-50 call against LeBron was 100 call, 100 against him. He got 5 fouls for the first time in a long time. I've seen him get 5 fouls in a game that didn't go to overtime or nothing. He averages 2.3 fouls a game, so.
You know, but you know what it is, man? I was like, they must be tired of LeBron whining to them. Like, he had to say something to one of the refs one time, and it was like, oh.
Well, it was okay. It was all that same ref that kept making all the calls, so I guess that makes sense, but
cause,
I don't know. It's like, the calls are just so, like, Really, dog? Like, we calling that? Is that how that works now?
Yeah, I didn't think those were NBA files.
Yeah, just, it felt weird.
But, I mean, like I said, I felt like he said something to one of the refs, and they was like, okay, you must not want to play tonight. And, you know, LeBron was like, what you gonna do?
I will make sure you don't play.
Paul George did order that home cooking, so he got it. What's funny is that them niggas almost still lost the game.
Yes.
And that was with Paul George having the best fourth quarter of his career. And they still were one Chris Bosh three from going about to be out of this fucking playoffs.
Man, it's terrible. And they act like they really, like it was a blowout type game. Like we showed them.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron played, what, 8 minutes of the game?
Yeah.
This won't happen next game. Like next game, LeBron going to be mad and he going to be pissed. And I bet you he probably out there shooting threes and dunking right now, getting ready for this game. And this, you know, next game, it's probably going to be a blowout.
Yeah, Lance Stevenson was like tonguing his ear down and shit. And these niggas still only won by a couple points.
Yeah, man. The thing of it is, too, I like LeBron. Mm-hmm. I like Jesus Shuttlesworth. I hate the rest of them dudes on that team. I can't stand D-Wade. Don't like Battier, that Duke player. I don't like none of the guards on their team. Chalmers, fuck Mario Chalmers. I got your back, Toya. You know what I'm saying? Like all them dudes, I dislike them. So it's hard rooting for Miami. I hate them dudes so much. And they was winning without LeBron. It made me hate it more. I was like, how are they still in this game? LeBron ain't even playing.
Yeah, I remember no hate for the Heat. And, I also love LeBron so much that, you know, it just covers up any residual hate.
Love conquers all.
Yeah. I'll actually be kind of excited because, like, you know, as a basketball person that just analyzes the game for the most part without bias, I was calling shit like Rashard Lewis being a good signing. So when he was hitting them shots, I was like, can't wait to get to that YMCA on Monday. Give everybody that quick reminder on how I told them that Rashard Lewis is a good signing. And they was like, he washed up, he a bum. And I was like, nigga, you only need him for a couple games in the playoffs. It's not like you signing him to do anything during the regular season. Just hit five threes one time and he's good.
I thought it was crazy. They was considering trying to play Greg Oden. And I was like,
right.
Can he play though? Did his knees agree to this?
Right.
Like, who's saying this? Did the trainer talk to his knees?
Yeah, y'all way over budget.
Knees is like, no.
So I was like, cool, yeah. I might get to see him tonight. Then they, nope. Did he have a suit on? I think he still had a suit on for the game.
He had a suit on. I saw him. But yeah, dog, he was over there looking like Benjamin Banneker and shit. But, I still feel like they just lucked out and the Heat should win tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's not really, it doesn't even really have to be a close game. Like,
oh yeah, I feel like it's going to be a blowout, man. That's why I sent you on Twitter, man. Lance Stevenson, and it's not just him, but he the primary dude.
Mm-hmm.
So much like Rob. Yeah. Every little play, all you guys, like, it's so extreme. He's so dramatic.
I don't want him on the Charlotte Hornets. Everybody keeps speculating that we're going to try to sign him.
Why?
Why would we do that? Mm-hmm. I would much rather roll with another year of MKG and Sinbad, the light-skinned dude. I'd rather run
telling jokes.
I would rather run with both of them dudes next year than anything going with fucking Lance Stevenson. One, he gonna stunt the growth of any of our young power forwards. I mean, small forwards. Two, he inconsistent.
He don't have any court vision.
Yeah, and people act like he averaging fucking 17 points. He was averaging like something stupid,
like 9 points or something.
Well, I was just like, is this for real? Like, why the fuck would anybody pay this dude? Well, he's had the most triple-doubles. Yeah, but let's talk about them triple-doubles. It's not Grant Hill triple-doubles. It's not Jason Kidd triple-doubles.
Yeah.
They Lance Stevenson triple-doubles, dog.
And that's a whole nother level of triple-doubles.
And I was, like, trying to talk myself into this shit, man. But it was getting a little too much, like, yeah, here it is. His career average is 9.1 for this season. He averaged 13.8 for points per game. That's not a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you going to make him a franchise player? Y'all think he franchise worthy?
And that's the shooting guard. Now, he not running point.
Right.
Like, they had George Hill to run point.
And then you get out there, and then, like, nigga got shut down by fucking Cole the other day. Like, and then the other thing is, like, his antics the other day was, 100% made me against him being on any team I'm rooting for. Man, blowing in this man's ear.
LeBron, like, handled that like such a G, man.
He really did, because I know he wanted to just smack that nigga in his face.
What?
Like, what are you doing?
But it reminds me so much. He is the J.R. Smith for the Pacers. With the untying of the shoe antics, things like that. Even with the letter from the NBA, J.R. Yeah. Smith still out here untying shoes. Like, Bird told him not to do it again. He's going to do it again now. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he's that dude. It just might not be on the court. It might be... He might go visit the Heat locker room and try to blow in his ear there.
I'm totally willing to miss the boat on this dude. Like, maybe he goes somewhere else and start averaging 27-5, and I'll be like, damn, we could have had him. But I'll be okay with that.
Is it a good 27-5, or is it like Carmelo's 27-5?
No, I mean 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And it doesn't matter how he gets it. I would be okay with missing the boat on this dude. Cause I don't want the dude that blows in people's ear and flops on the ground to try to like,
and let it roll over.
Yeah, he flopped on the ground, rolled over, looked at the referee, and then was when he realized they weren't gonna call a tech, then he got back up. I was like, man, I hate you.
Yep. And he fights his new teammates.
Yeah.
You can't even bring anyone to the team to make the team better, cause he gonna fight them.
Yeah. And he part of this losing shit too. He don't get a pass.
Yep.
You know, people only bring up when he have a good game and shit. Nah, even he was part of this this same Pacers losing streak as everybody else.
He probably the reason Roy Hibbert had developed that, you know, slight depression, low self esteem issues for a moment. Mm-hmm. Lance was in his face, breathing and shit. You sorry, big ass seven. He is sorry though, man. Mm-hmm. You 7 feet tall. You can't just you have to take a power dribble or a power step every time you dunk it, dog. You 7 feet.
7 feet ending games with 0 points.
Come on.
0 points? Are you that tall?
0 rebounds.
Come on, right.
Like a rebound should fall into your ass
and
at some point.
And you the biggest dude on the court.
Rebound should hit you upside your head.
Yeah.
Like Karen, he not Garnett Slim where you can be like, let me just move this skinny dude to the side. No. He the biggest dude on the court. Like, he not Durant Slim. I can't lift 180. You know what I'm saying? Like, he... Come on.
When you that big and that tall, you got to demand the court.
Right.
Yeah, he don't. He don't demand anything.
You got to be like, look, I'm the fucking biggest thing in here. Fuck with me.
He a big old soft, cuddly teddy bear.
Yeah. But,
get a rebound.
He has terrible body language, too.
Right. I think he develops it from Lance. I think it's all contagious coming from Lance and that whole defeatist attitude, man. Just, oh, we're going to lose now. Dog, we down by 1 point. What do you mean?
Maybe Evan. Go ahead, Karen. What?
I said that team is like bipolar. You don't know what the fuck you going to get from them.
Yeah, maybe Evan Turner can help them out.
They stopped making singing group albums and
album covers.
You know, focus on basketball, man.
Oiling and greasing themselves up, singing R&B.
And this is the thing, too, though. As their coach, like, they was talking shit about him in the press conferences. And, you know, his job was even questioned. He should be like, I don't want to come back. Trade me. Like, look what the fuck I've been dealing with for the past few years. Y'all can do better. Trade me.
Yeah, you might have a good point, man. And of course, I'm expecting the Spurs to win in 7, just because I don't know why they can't win in Oklahoma City, but they can't.
The role players, apparently Danny Green game doesn't travel to OKC.
I'll tell you something about the Spurs that's a little bit scary if you're a Spurs fan. At this point, I think you can make a legitimate argument that the entire roster is nothing but role players.
Mm-hmm.
Even their star, Tim Duncan, is a role player. Manu Ginobili is falling back to role player status. And Tony Parker, man, even he is real iffy on the road.
He played good on OKC.
I hear you, but he's still kind of iffy in my opinion. Like, he can't win it by himself, as evidenced by the score. like a high scoring game for Tony Parker gonna be like 25. Whereas, you know, a high scoring game for a legitimate star, you know, you're looking at 40 points, 30 some points. So I think, we're going to see if it comes down to Heat versus the Spurs, the Heat only got to get one in San Antonio, man. And they might do that. You know what I mean? Because, I don't know if the Spurs role players are going to play great in Miami.
They, for whatever reason, some teams, they just, Miami's not the team to threaten the Spurs for whatever reason. Even they role players.
Even though Miami beat them already in the championship?
Yeah, but that's more lack of, to me, that fell back on Pop and his coaching and not actual players.
How so?
Because they were who they were. And like Danny Green, like, and I keep picking on him because he's been fucking up all these games. Even in that win yesterday, he was fucking up. He has some, like, he just continuously has so many turnovers. It's like, why is this dude getting playtime? Why is not getting more burn?
But that, it's not like that's going to change this year. Like, there's no reason to expect that to change.
I feel like he had to learn from the other day, I need to give D.I. more minutes. Like, even when D.I. was killing the Heat, he still limited his minutes. And it was like, why? That's the one dude that actually, he's playing well against the Heat, and you still limiting his minutes.
Well, what worked against the Thunder the other night was it wasn't just D.I. He put D.I. on the bench. They just made a change in the starting lineup, and they put the Red Mamba in there, and all he could do is shoot threes, but it changed up how you had to defend him because Ibaka and Perkins can't go out there and block threes.
But that's what I'm saying. But against the Heat, D.I. the other year, D.I. was the dude that was playing consistently well, and he had him on the bench. Like, he had to learn from that. If we can't give him all these accolades of being a better coach and then say he can't learn from that.
Well, he's a great coach. I don't know that but he's a creature of habit. You know what I mean?
That's going to be his downfall. That flaw is going to hurt him. Because it clearly hurt him with getting rid of Steven Jackson.
The other problem, like I said, is that they don't really have a star anymore. Like, they don't have stars. Like, it used to be a time where you could count on Tim Duncan for, you know, hey, he got a mismatch, he gonna put up 40 on this dude.
Not no more.
They don't have anybody like that. They're role players, essentially. And I think when they go on the road, that's the reason that some of this shit has turned into blowouts is because Danny Green's not bringing it on the road. Manu Ginobili's not bringing it on the road. Tim Duncan is not really able to elevate his game on the road. And I think the best teams, the stars can elevate their game on the road so that the role players can sometimes help out.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, the one flaw that I saw with Pop giving his players all this rest all season, they conditioning. Yeah. If he needs them to go longer, like other than Parker, I don't think Tim can go longer.
Yeah.
Like, he's been limiting his minutes so much that if you needed him for 40 minutes a night, I don't think he could do it just because his body's conditioned for 20.
I agree.
And that could come back to bite him as well. But they got to get past OKC first, which, man, I didn't think this series was going to be a 7-game series, it is looking like it.
And the reason that's one of the reasons I have to attribute this shit to, like, it must be because they got role players. Because, like, a good team wins at least one of them games in Oklahoma City, or at least keeps it close, like, makes it look like they could have won. This shit was terrible, man. Like, even in the Pacers game, where the motherfucking Heat lost the best player on the earth for most of the game, they lost by 4 points and could have conceivably won if it didn't take one of the best fourth quarter performances of Paul George's career.
Yep.
What? Like, I never see that from the Spurs. Like, where is your want to? You know what I mean? Where is your go and get them? I don't think they got it because role players don't have that. That's something your stars have.
The other thing is they don't have a guy that can go one-on-one with anybody. Which was Steven Jackson. They lost all of that when they let him go. Like, he was the one guy, one-on-one, he's going to get you two buckets.
Yeah. That's why Kawhi Leonard's overrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, he can.
He another one that's about to get paid that shouldn't get paid.
He showed it last night when they was needing him. Like, we need two buckets right now to Kawhi, and he couldn't do it when the game was still tight. You know what I mean? Like, it ended up being a blowout, but when it was close and you needed them two buckets, I think Pop burned like three timeouts, like within 2 minutes, and it was just like, but bro, like you, this is Kawhi's time to shine and use them big ass hands, go to the basket, and you know prove that he's an elite player. Yeah, he was like, nope.
Yeah, they don't have.
You depending on me?
Let me take this mid range.
Yeah, that's dog. That's my thing. Every time I look at Kawhi, people be like, "Well, you know, he's the next up and coming star." I be like, "But what's his move?" Like every, you know what I mean? Like every dude got a move. Like, oh, Kevin Durant, man, you can't guard him from anywhere on the court. He got that jumper and that quick release. You know. LeBron, he draw that double team, kick it out to his man. You know, he got everything now. Step back, he got everything.
Yeah, once he developed that post game.
Yeah.
A wrap.
Melo, you know, can give it to you from anywhere. Plus, he got the post up, you know, bully you in the paint. What's Kawhi's move, dog? I mean, is it because he the only nigga on the break that can dunk for them?
He tricked you with his intimidation with the braids.
Right. It's like something's not up with that.
But he needs a mustache to follow it all the way through.
Speaking of intimidation, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Got into it with T.I.
It reminded me of a basketball fight.
Apparently, he was hanging out with Tiny, who is T.I.'s woman.
I like that light skin.
And I don't know what's going on with Tiny. Like, is this his ex-wife now, or they're estranged? Are they still together?
They're still actually legally married. They're actually staying in like two separate homes.
Okay. What? Damn it! I wanted him to be the Cliff Huxtable of the hip hop. Because
they got a show, like a TV show that's actually playing right now.
Yeah, they not. Yeah. That show won't be around for. I guess they might get one more season. They'll fake it for one more season. Show the divorce and all that on TV, but I want him to be the Cliff Huxtable of hip hop game.
Here's a picture of them hanging out together. It's funny though, because like she lost that weight, but she still got the hurt face.
Yeah, her face. Yeah,
like she's got one of them faces, man, like a pig.
And it's just one of those things. From my understanding, they were saying that.
Oh shit. That's the actual
Tiny
footage from the fight.
The remix, gunshots.
I know. Yeah. Tiny and Mayweather already knew each other before her and T.I. got together. They have been friends for like a very long time. And they were saying that the event was actually his.
What are you talking about, Justin?
I was singing her song on from her group she was in.
Tiny was in Total?
No.
I mean, it was in Escape?
Escape, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that's where she was from. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was in Escape.
That one hit.
that was
her,
about it.
Her, Candy, and the two sisters.
So, word on the street is, Tiny and Floyd was kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Floyd is the guy who just got super duper jealous over his ex-girlfriend having pictures with Nelly. So I don't know why.
What's up with Nelly's old ass?
I don't know why he wasn't more understanding.
Nelly has been smashing everything.
Moving, right?
In these streets.
You got an ass. Nelly's been on it.
That Southern grammar. That country grammar. Yeah, that country grammar you've been laying on these women. So here's the footage of them. I guess there was some shit talking going on. To start the whole thing.
The way we out here, man.
Just go.
You control your bitch, motherfucker. Okay, man.
Sound like he said, "Control your bitch, motherfucker."
Mm-hmm. You control your bitch, motherfucker. Here's the thing, man.
The Mama D boss.
Here's the thing. Now, I consider myself to be, you know, a pretty progressive-minded man. And I feel like, you know, it should you know, that my, like, this is not a relationship. It's not about controlling your woman. It's about, you know, having equal footing and sharing, and it's a partnership. And, you know, it's not, doesn't have to have traditional gender roles. It's whoever wants to do whatever. And that's cool. But, and I know that this man is, you know, the champion of the earth and shit, but
undefeated.
Anytime a man tells you in a public place, in front of a lot of other people, to control your bitch, you got to fight them. It's not even like, it's not fair that it's like, I feel nothing but sympathy for T.I. because no matter how cool and level-headed of a person you are, there's very few people on this earth that can take that hit to the ego of control your bitch.
No matter how many strikes you got.
No matter how many strikes you got in front of your woman.
Cameras rolling.
Everyone talking about world star. Security's right there. You have to fight this man. And it's not fair, but it's the only fucking recourse.
Well, not really fight. You have to at least act like you want to fight him.
Dog, you have to fight him. Period. It doesn't... All the semantics that's around this shit, it doesn't matter. You need to swing. On the dude that knocks people out for a fucking living.
Yeah,
and has never, ever, ever lost.
Act like you want to fight. You know, you said it. At least swing.
You have to.
But you don't really want to fight him.
It doesn't. I'm just saying.
T.I. didn't really, really want the
problem. I'm saying, listen.
I don't know why he allowed himself to be in that situation.
Right. It was his fault for running over there.
Come on now.
Because anytime your woman's with another dude, and you know she not supposed to be over there, and she knows she not supposed to be over there, which is why she's probably over there, because y'all fighting or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your ass needs to sit across the room, give him the stink eye, and go your ass home.
And check
her. Talk to her later.
Yeah, maybe grab you a nice, pretty young bitch on the way out yourself.
Right, UTI. You telling me ain't none of them chicks talk about Tiny more than anybody.
All his songs are about taking a man's woman. All his songs are about Dirty Mac. So just grab you some other woman and walk out. Because odds are Floyd Mayweather doesn't want to smash Tiny anyway.
Right. That's what I said. We was sitting there watching TV and I was like, this is Tiny. They fighting over this. You got to be motherfucking kidding me.
Oh, I wish that Mike wasn't in Karen's face right now so y'all can see her facial expression.
But she just
couldn't
said,
understand it. I was like, Floyd Mayweather is like with models and, you know.
Although he would smash her just for his record label.
He petty enough.
Don't
put it past Floyd to do some petty shit like fuck T.I.'s woman so he could say that he fucked T.I.'s woman.
In a rap song.
Yeah, he would love to do that.
Or one of his, or somebody in the group put it in a rap song.
On the next 24/7. He'd be like, yeah, you know.
With Justin Bieber making the background music.
To prepare for my rematch, what I like to do is fuck T.I.'s bitch.
I'll put a picture up while he dance around a sombrero.
Then I drink some pickle juice. Then I fuck his bitch some more. Then I go on a 7-mile run.
Yep.
Like, yeah, he would do it. Don't put it past him. But the point is,
that's why him and Bron are cool.
If he's fucking your girl, it's already happened and it's too late.
Yes, it is.
So why are you mad? Go home.
And you doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like you have a separate house because you couldn't bring chicks home with you.
Yes.
Yeah, men are weird like that anyway. Well, it's like, I can cheat on you, but what, you gonna cheat on me? What the fuck? What part of the rules is this? Yeah. I'm the cheater here, not you.
Yeah, if y'all don't have a... See, you forgot the rules of the open relationship, T.I. Like, you should have established at the beginning, no other celebrities you might hang out with. Mm-hmm. Only local dudes. You know what I mean?
But listen, that's all besides the point.
If anything, he should be happy. Because now, if he'd have let that go out and play it out, he wouldn't have to pay her half of this divorce.
Look. Come on, this is all beside the point, okay? The point is, when a man tells you, control your bitch.
Control your bitch!
One, he's calling your girl a bitch.
He called your chick a bitch.
Yes, in your face. Second of all,
I'm gonna be a translator.
Second of all, he's telling you to control her, which implies you don't have no control.
He said he gonna fuck her again later if you don't get that fuck out my face.
Lastly, he's saying it in front of everybody.
And I'm about to embarrass your punk ass because I can't beat your ass, you punk ass bitch. Control your woman, you fake ass hoe.
So essentially, he's calling you a bitch. Like, even if you're the most progressive man on the earth, you can't explain that. I figured a way out of it, but that's because I'm smarter than T.I. Like, if that shit happened to me, we can do this right now, huh? Justin, you be Floyd Mayweather, all right? I'm gonna be me.
First of all, for all y'all wanting to know the answer, get your pen and paper.
Yeah.
Pause it if you need to. If you need to.
Come back to this in a second.
Come back.
All right, so Justin, you be Floyd. All right, here I go.
Oh, is that nigga T.I. over there?
Hey, man. Hey, dog. Hey.
What up?
You doing with my woman, man?
What up, little nigga? What up, little partner?
Nah, fuck that partner,
the
man.
The money team.
What you doing with my woman right now, man?
Is he talking to me?
Yeah. Girl, come over here.
Chill out, Bruno.
Nah, fuck that, Bruno. Man. Get your hands off of me. Hey man, what you doing
with my woman? Control your bitch, nigga. Fuck out my face, motherfucker.
Oh, word? Control my bench.
Yeah, control it, because otherwise I'm bringing her back to the crib again.
Hold on, I control my bench, dog.
Her and her friends.
On NBA 2K14, I'ma set the controller so that the bench only comes in when I select them two during timeouts. I control my bench all the time, playboy. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, Tyler, let's get out of here. That's how you do it. Wanna try it again? Alright, hold on, here we go.
Punk ass.
Hey man. Hey, Connie, what you doing over here with this nigga? Hey, nigga, hey, what you doing with my woman, man?
What up, little partner?
Nah, man,
what
get up? Your hands off me. I will fuck you up, motherfucker. Get the fuck off.
Oh, you don't
me.
Want an autograph? I was about to give you an autograph.
No, nigga, I'll autograph
fake
you
ass
with these,
Cliff Huxtable.
Autograph you with these hands, nigga.
Man, you better control your bitch. You can get these hands.
Oh, control.
The money team undefeated.
Okay, control my beach. Okay, look, shit, I do control my beach. Let's get out of here, Tyler. Let's go to the beach right now. We're going to show him how much we control it, because we just get out there and get away from
get that Muppet face bitch out of here.
Let's get over. Let's get by the Muppets and the beach. Let's go by the Muppets to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Muppet face.
No, Muppets to the beach.
Muppet face.
To the beach.
Funny ass looking friends with them whack ass eyelashes.
Yeah, we already left. we didn't hear any of this.
they're at the room now, Justin.
Yeah. That's the way you gotta do it. You gotta act like he said something else.
She need have a good head.
You gotta act like he said something else. What? She get a head? You right, she gonna get a head. We're gonna get a head in life. Let's get out of here, baby. Hurry up. Get your first.
Better go home and raise them little whack ass kids. No talent ass kids.
My kids ain't got no talent. Of course they don't got no talents. They're not raptors or dinosaurs or some type of cat. Let's get the fuck out of here, girl. Hurry up. What's taking you so long?
On fucking VH1 with a reality show. They need to drink Showtime.
Need to drink a V8.
It's the money team.
Need to drink a V8 before Showtime.
About to put Bronner on Shekinah. We're gonna run through the hall, all her and all her girlfriends.
Oh, you like that show, Girlfriends? Chase Ellis Ross? All right, man, we out. Bye. Come on, baby. Let's hurry up.
Escape my ass. She be begging for this dick.
Dog, you cannot pretend. You cannot say you heard him right. That's the only way you can win. You just got to act like you didn't hear him right.
Be mad about it later.
Yeah. And
like
then when people
that's
bring,
what he said?
Yeah. When people bring it up, you go, what? Nah, I was there. He said, control my bench. And I was saying, like, you know, my crew was behind me. I called him the bench. And I said, my bad, dog. They is out of control. Let's get out of here. So now you saying, he said, control my bench? Like my woman? Wow. Wow, that is really crazy. Wow.
Nah, not him. He wouldn't have said that.
Well, I wish I had heard it. I would have whooped his ass. Floyd, man. Oh, man, I whooped his ass. Man, this ain't no ring. Shit, ain't no rules. By the way, shout out to every nigga on Twitter that thinks, one, you gonna win a fight because you fighting for love.
Come on. Fighting for love and get your ass whooped.
Been there, seen that ass whooping. Nope.
Yep, nope.
You still get your ass whooped love.
Nothing more embarrassing than taking that ass whooping for love. Seen that in real life quite a few times. Number two, any of you dumbass niggas that think, well, Floyd Mayweather can box, but that doesn't mean he can fight. Nigga,
explain the difference to me.
I'll explain the difference. He ain't got no rules either. That's the thing. Niggas act like, oh, because I'm outside the ring, I'm gonna fuck Floyd Mayweather up. Cause see, he gonna have to put on his gloves, put his mouthpiece in, and then he gonna need the rope. And like, he gonna forget that you can't, you know, he gonna forget how to hit people. Cause he not gonna hear no bell. He gonna be waiting for a bell. I'm just gonna sucker punch him. He gonna want us to touch gloves. He gonna wait for his introduction. Nigga, you will get your motherfucking ass whooped and people will laugh about it. Ask Mitch Bloodgreen.
Right. I was just about to say that.
You don't want to fight a boxer with no rules, nigga? Are you stupid?
Mitch Bloodgreen.
Go ahead and pull a picture of him up, Ron. For those that can see live, that might not be able, they might be of a different generation. You know, a little younger. Wasn't really into boxing up until recently. You know, those that don't, I'm not even going to let you know how he connected to the boxing world. Yeah. Well, let's just say he tried to pick a street fight as well.
Mitch Bloodgreen, that don't sound like a, like a pimp name.
He did not get paid to fight Mike Tyson.
Oh, he fucked with Mike Tyson?
In the streets. For free.
And it only took one punch.
Yeah, he took his ass open for free. I'll put this in the chat for people to see for themselves, but yeah, he took a free ass whooping. Well, he was trying to goad him into fighting in the ring, like, oh, bitch, you won't see me in this motherfucking ring.
Oh.
And Mike Tyson was like, oh, I'll see you right now. I was looking at my schedule and on my calendar, I have an opening from now to ass whooping 30.
We
can squeeze you right on in. And he did.
Look at his face. That's one punch. And that's after the swelling that went down.
With no gloves and no rules.
Right. No restraint.
Yeah.
Did he get a concussion?
He got knocked the fuck out.
What kind of question is
that's
this?
That's the original. You got knocked the fuck out, man.
His eye is hanging out his head. You talking about, did he get a concussion?
That's probably what.
Can he see?
That's what Craig from Friday got that from. Yeah. From this.
Good grief.
He fucked his whole face up.
Yes.
He is still suffering.
By the way, Mitch Blood.
Damage.
Mitch Bloodgreen. Trained boxer.
And he, right.
Oh.
Not rapper who has a predilection for fucking up and going to prison. Trained boxer.
Yeah, not somebody that uses weapons.
Right.
Not somebody that carry guns around. He actually has trained to use his hands in such situations.
Yeah. Mitch Bloodgreen took that ass with him, dog. I said, man, you couldn't pay me to fight Mike Tyson in the ring. Outside the ring for free?
For who?
What?
I was nervous. I haven't had a fight, like a street fight, in 7 years.
This is Mike Tyson talking about it.
I was scared and I was getting paranoid because it was so close.
I don't know if that's the video or the...
They might show a clip of it, but this is the after. This is the press conference afterward.
He kept getting close to me. I mean, so I defended myself.
Who threw the first punch here?
He did. He sucker punched me.
Sucker punched me.
He still got shades on.
Yeah, this is after the asshole. By the way, if you talk shit to somebody, you don't get to say you got sucker punched. No. You earned that asshole.
Yes, you did.
If you say, motherfucker, I wish you would, and then they punch you, you don't go, this nigga sucker punched me.
I wish that it came true.
Yeah, right in your mouth.
You should have wished for $1 million is what you should have wished for. You should have wished for two bitches in your bedroom that forever be loyal to you.
To hit the lottery.
What you wished for. You should have wished for world peace is what you should have wished for. You should have wished for motherfucking hand sanitizer and a cure for AIDS.
Right. What you know what I'm saying? A black eye.
What you should have wished for is long life and good health.
What you should not have wished for is a motherfucker would. Because Mike Tyson is a motherfucker. And he did.
Yes,
he did. Yes.
All that.
Yeah, he took that 2020 vision right on out that eye.
And this was the undefeated Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He was at his prime.
And you want to go against the undefeated Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
The motherfucker that's been whooping ass for 20 years. He got 20 years of whooping ass under his belt. You think because you're in a crowded room full of people... I don't know if y'all watched the video, But Floyd's stature changed from a regular sized dude to a big motherfucker when he got upset. Like, he grew 3 inches. His back got broader. His muscles bulged out his shoulder. He turned into little Black Incredible Hulk.
Dog, you know when T.I. swung that punch? Floyd was looking at that shit like the opening scene of Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Star Wars.
Nah, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, when Peter got his powers and Flash Thompson went through his locker and tried to punch him, and Peter ducked around the punch, looked it up and down his arm, and moved back in front of the punch and didn't get hit. That's how Floyd looked at that. He was like, what the fuck is this nigga trying to do?
Did he look at him like X-Men when he like slowed down everybody from moving around?
Yeah, he was like Quicksilver. Like, this nigga really think he's swinging. That's crazy.
I looked at it like a long opening scene full of backstory line. Like, Floyd read a book during that time. He pulled out a magazine.
Floyd's like, wow, this dude really thought he could hit me anyway.
Like, I should let him hit me so he can break his fucking hand against my iron jaw.
Yes, because my whole body is a product, dog.
Yeah.
I don't rap for a living. I lift weights for a living.
Dude, what? I know that punch look like, nah, man, you better control your bitch. What? I will fuck you up, Homer. I guarantee you. He just ducked around and shit like, this nigga is tripping.
I really wish Floyd would have hit him. Because this would have been the one situation where it couldn't have been a lawsuit afterwards.
By the way, everybody thinks...
Oh, it would have been a lawsuit.
Everybody thinks that because boxers have to, quote unquote, register their hands as weapons... that doesn't mean they can't whoop your ass if you try to fight them.
Come on now.
The same way that you can shoot someone with a gun if they try to threaten you, you can whoop somebody's ass. It's not against the law. Even in the state where they have the you shouldn't be fighting people, they still will let you get your ass whooped for stepping to a nigga. So don't.
Yep. He's with his friends, you know, and when he hit me, and I said, I couldn't get a chance for me to get to him like I wanted to, because everybody was like pulling me, you know, holding me, like, so he could get away from me.
Holding you up.
Holding me so he could get away from
no,
me.
No, they were holding you up.
Look at
and
his
carrying
face.
You to the ambulance.
Look at his face. Nobody was trying to keep him off Mike Tyson. That nigga, first of all, he lying because he don't remember this. He don't even remember the part where he got hit. He don't, that's why he think he got sucker punched.
He skipped that part.
Cause his brain skipped it. His brain hit that hard reset button. Do 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 do.
Yeah, it was like, did I get hit, dog?
This shit rebooted like a Windows computer and shit.
somebody hit that start button. That start. You know what? Reboot.
Yeah.
Somebody did a controlled out.
He went back to
him.
The restore point, and that's all he remembered was everything before.
Only thing his brain remembered was going to Atlanta. Like, yeah, man, I hopped off the plane. This nigga sucker punched me. I woke up in the hospital. I said, get off me. They was holding me down, but it was some nurses.
With needles.
He ran from me. I was trying to get to him, you know.
He ran from you?
Like I said, I went to the law in my own hands, you know, at that moment, you know, I was furious, I was ready, I was outraged, I wanted to go off.
It happened so fast, I mean, the only thing, I was very upset at the time they ripped my shirt out of my pocket. I was totally upset.
He ripped his shirt. He was trying to fight Mike Tyson. He telling this whole different story. I got sucker punched. Man, you grab a nigga and rip his shirt, how is that a sucker punch? You a sucker for getting punched. I agree.
I agree with that, Paul.
Yeah, but that's it.
What made you, of all the people, you watched his fights. He was knocking people out within the first 30 seconds of the fight.
People would be still pulling up to the ring. People would be outside getting concessions, and they'd be like, fight over. Niggas be like, what the fuck?
I'm going to stop playing it because the audio is so in and out, but you get the gist, Karen. You do not step to a boxer in real life. Outside of the ring.
Well, Mr. Blood got some blood drawn from him.
Man, his face looked like that. That's one of them punches where it took a year to heal.
For your face to get back right. That's a punch where it took operations to get your face back right.
Speaking of public punches.
Uh-oh.
Ray Rice and his wife had a press conference.
Couples therapy? They going in couples therapy?
It wasn't couples therapy. It was a press conference where Ray Rice had to apologize. And his wife wanted to apologize too. The optics of this.
That's what you do for half.
The optics of this press conference is literally one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is actually worse than when politicians cheat on their wife and then have her there next to him. Oh. He'd be like, well, you know, when she was sucking my dick, I said, this isn't right. You're better than this.
You'd be out there on your own.
You shouldn't be doing this, Eric. And, you know, thank God for the love of my wife who helped get me through this and blah, blah, blah. This was worse than that. This shit was so bad because he talked for 6 minutes and like 45 seconds, first of all. 7 minute clip. Let me just play it so y'all can hear it.
First of all, I'd like to just thank you guys for taking your time out to come out and just hear me out for a little bit. Many nights.
Look how far apart they're sitting.
That's when you're guilty, when you want to thank somebody just for coming to listen to your side of the story.
Dog, when Kobe was apologizing and Vanessa was next to him, she was close enough to touch him.
They was holding hands.
They was holding hands. She was flossing her ring. This woman is sitting like, he gonna hit me again, y'all. Let me sit way over here so it's no problems.
In many days and a lot of time to reflect on, you know, a lot of things. And, you know, I usually prepare my speeches just coming off the top. But during the time I had a chance to jot a lot of things down. And just a little bit, I just want to first off.
He said it was going to come off the top. Then he opened up his phone to look at his comments that he's supposed to say. So much for coming off the top.
You think his name on her phone is this nigga?
Yeah. Yeah.
This. Whatever he called her or text her, it'd be this nigga.
Ouch.
That's right.
Apologize to, Steve Bisciotti.
Not your wife.
Ozzie Newsom.
These are a bunch of people that's not his wife. Okay?
Not your wife, okay.
But she should have been the first on the goddamn list.
Steve Bisciotti.
And Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, and also want to apologize to my fans, to the kids, to everyone who was affected, you know, by this situation that me and my wife were in. And
this situation, me and my wife were in.
Yep, they ended together, man. I said that from the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Throughout this time, you know, we really had a time to, you know, reflect on each other. And
she looks so uncomfortable and nervous. She like looking down, looking at her hands, looking like, Lord, give me the strength. I know my parents are here today seeing me like this. Like, she just looks completely out, like, fuck, just get this over with.
You know, at first I thought that was gonna be a good thing for her. You know, get married. You know, she had put in years of work already. She deserves half. She took that ass whooping. She deserves half. Mm-hmm. But now she needs half and help to escape.
Yeah.
She needs her freedom papers. Somebody come save her.
You know, one thing that we were blessed to work it out together, and nor we know any relationship is perfect. You know, but me and Janae together, you know, what counseling has done for us, you know, we want the world to see that it definitely did help us out. And
still had to apologize.
I know one other person named Janae. She crazy.
Okay.
I myself on, you know, my job is a very prideful job, the NFL, and I'm blessed to be playing at the highest level of sports. But the job that I did was more than scoring touchdowns. You know, it was getting out into the community. It was helping out. So when all of you seen this come upon, you know, this thing happened with me and my wife.
I like how the only time that he really refers to her is to be like, this thing that me and my wife did. It wasn't just me now. She was hitting people too now. Okay. So anyway, this incident involving me and my wife. Okay. Now I'm not gonna bring up when I talk about the charities and the community and my job and helping the kids and being an example. That part is me.
No, everything else is literally before her because I talked about everything before I bought her ass up.
You know, everybody questioned, you know, what happened. And, you know, one thing I can say is that, you know, sometimes in life you will fail, you know, but I won't call myself a failure. Failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up.
You knocked that ass down, sir.
You think that's what he told her? Like you winning right now because you got back up. But not knocked you down. You didn't quit. You're not a failure. You got back up later on. After I dragged you back to our room.
After you got your conscience back.
You was able to get back up from that. I think no. I want to marry you now.
How does that line even get in there? No PR person read it.
It's off the top of his head, man.
Of course no PR person read that.
He's like, Ray, take this part out your iPhone. He's like, nah, man, remember that saying? It's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. Yeah, this for this situation, though, Ray... I'm gonna say we stay away from all getting knocked the fuck out metaphors.
You think he probably ran it past her
getting up metaphors,
and she said yes to everything.
Yeah, because she was scared to say no.
Right, she saw what happened last time.
She just know if this apology don't go well, he gonna blame it on her anyway.
I know one thing: if Beyonce fuck up, she will marry Jay because that's the type of man she wants. Is that if something go wrong in the elevator, that she won't get hit back. Mm-hmm. That's all she want out of life.
And, you know,
he said that note, and then he had to go check his phone for his comments again. Because he was clearly off. He was clearly off the comment section.
Of course.
Once he started using that. Like, I feel like he used that metaphor, and then someone in the crowd as a PR agent just start doing that gesture that you do below your neck where he's just like, no.
No, somebody was calling him. His agent was calling him at that moment.
His agent texted him, was say, like, don't
shut
you
the fuck up.
That's what the text said that
we said don't use the knockout metaphor. He's like, let me check my phone.
I want to hit on everything.
Cause I just want you didn't mishear that, guys.
Oh, Lord. And he want to hit on everything, including his wife face again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me play it again.
One thing I can say is that, you know, sometimes in life, you will fail, you know, but I won't call myself a failure. Failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up. And, you know, just want to hit on everything.
You hit enough, sir.
Sir, you hit on everything, sir.
You've done enough damage.
Yeah.
You hit everything.
How about we try not hitting on everything?
That's why you got to do the French conference in the first place.
Let's try using our words for now.
Not our fist.
You know, failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up.
Yep, had to repeat that, guys.
Her face right now, that needs to be a gif.
Yeah. Her face is like, this nigga.
Well, I know many of my supporters, sponsors who have, you know, acted as so to, you know, not want to be, you know, in partnership with me. You know, that's my fault. That's my fault. I take full responsibility for that. And, you know, one thing that I do know is that I am working every day to be a better father, a better husband, you know, and just a better role model. And, you know, my daughter left the room, and, you know, the best thing I have to do is be a role model for her throughout everything. And, you know, my wife is here, and I just wanted to thank her.
You to make sure she was still there.
Yeah. 3 minutes in, he finally thanked her. He realized she was there.
He had to look over.
Yeah, he looked over to his right, too, like he didn't know. Like, oh, shit. That's right, Janae. She here. Thanks, girl. You know how we do.
All I have to do is be a role model for her throughout everything. And, you know, my wife is here, and I just wanted to thank her for loving me where I was weak and building up where I was strong throughout this whole situation.
Mostly in my upper body. Very strong. She knows. Very weak in the ego, which is why I hit her.
Working on my leg strength too, because I need to get my numbers up for this season. Last season, numbers weren't where they needed to be. Yep. Rushing yards.
Oh my god.
Lastly, I wanted to.
Lastly, by the way, there's 4 minutes left in this video. So I don't know what lastly was.
He got another text. Was like, don't repeat that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Sorry. Get my notes.
Check his phone again. Mm-hmm. So why you take your screensaver off when you're doing this?
Lastly, I just wanted to look at you all in the room, fool, who've covered me over the last 7 years, six going on 7 years. And for everybody here, you know, I want you to know that, you know, I'm still the Ray Rice that you, you know or used to know or grown to love. You know, I'm still the same guy, you know, and as me and Janae wish we could take back 30 seconds of our life.
There you go, bringing her up again. Now it's me and Janae, me and my wife.
30 seconds.
Anytime we talk about the fight, anytime we talk about knocking her out. Now listen, I'm not saying she had no involvement in it. I'm not saying she didn't hit him first. I'm saying if I'm apologizing, I'm doing it by myself.
Yes, for you one. Are.
Not bringing my wife into it. Because I'm going to feel sorry about what I feel sorry about. It's not about us feeling sorry about what we did. You don't play football. Nobody here to see your ass. You know what I mean? So you can go sit down, and I'm apologizing you first and foremost.
I wouldn't even be in the room.
Because the truth of the matter is, I know how a lot of dudes feel about this shit, but honestly, if my wife hit me and then I knocked her the fuck out, I'm going to feel bad about what I did. I'm not the kind of person that can be like, I'm not cold hearted enough to be like, well, shit, that's why women need to keep their hands off of it. I'm not the kind of dude. I'm the kind of dude that's going to be like, even with that, I should have put my hands on her and I feel like I was out of control and I'm sorry about what I did, period. Not what we did, how she need to take some responsibility too. Like, no, I'm good on
that's
my
a
part.
Private conversation.
Yeah, if she want to take right, if she want to take responsibility in private and counseling, cool. But the media is not here to hear what you think because the media isn't giving you any fucking ads or sponsorships.
No, ain't not.
No Janae Nikes out there. Under Armour ain't sponsoring Janae. So why the fuck is she even on stage so she can look uncomfortable while you apologize on behalf of both of y'all?
Mm-hmm. We definitely sit here today and tell you that, you know, we are better parents. We are better lovers. And we also better friends throughout the situation.
Better lovers? Slid that one right on in there, didn't you?
Hey,
the pussy bitch so good, bro. Let me just tell you.
She ain't touched him on her own fruition in a long time. Yeah. Everything has been him taking it.
It's fear.
Look at how she's looking at him right now. She's not even turned in his direction.
He hadn't touched her not one
time. She got her chair situated, so if she needs to hop out and run.
She got enough
she
time.
She can. Yep. Like, her side is turned to where he's straight. She turned to the side, like, case she, like, that's her, she's already playing her skate route.
She gonna throw her chair down so that he might trip.
And everything. Yeah,
she already took her heels off. She probably flat footed.
Mm-hmm. He been taking it. That is the look of a woman where she has been violated.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go that far, but yes, I know what you mean.
And, as our family sit here today, you know, we wanna just thank you for, encouraging us. Mom, thank you. Mr. Palmer, my father I never had. Thank you.
This nigga talking to his father-in-law. What is going through his father-in-law's
mind? His mama and father-in-law is getting more time on the mic than his wife.
I just want to know what do you think his father-in-law is thinking? There go my baby girl. Married to the man that knocked her the fuck out.
Come on,
everybody knows.
Everybody.
Oh, I'm the father you never had. Okay. Well, I guess that's why you hit her like she was your sister. And y'all was kids.
I can't believe his mama.
Well, for teaching me what it is to be a man. And
what when did he teach you what it is to be a man?
He taught you that, right?
He taught you after you hit his daughter or what? Apparently, you didn't learn how to be a man. Here's number one. Don't hit women. Oh, shit. Word? Should I write this down?
Because
I have been under a huge misconception my entire life.
I have never heard this before.
Good grief. But there's egg on my face.
I've always heard that if somebody hit you, don't come home till you beat their ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is egg on my face and ice on your daughter's face.
Oh, Lord.
I fucked up again.
You know, I know it wasn't easy when you seen everything that happened, but I just remember your words. You know, you'll get through it.
This is odd to me because, like, once he starts crying, you almost expect her to, like, hold his hand or something.
Mm-mm.
She's like, I'm not touching this dude.
No, because
last time I touched him, I got knocked the fuck out.
She still got this nigga on her face.
And it might have been one of them situations where she might have been like, I don't even want to be up there. And he was like, baby, come on up here with me. She
does look like she doesn't want
to
be there.
She probably told him, you go up there and speak on your own. I don't have to be up there. And he was probably adamant on her coming up there with him.
You know what? It's not him, really. It's probably PR people. They think this will look the best. They think this is a good example to show she's still with them and they have solidarity. We don't even know that they've made up. We don't even know that they're through counseling. We don't even know what's going on. You know,
I've been waiting to see the ring on her hand.
Yeah.
If it's on there, it's not big enough.
It's not. I should be able to see it. I should be able to see it from way in the back.
Always stick with me deeper than anything that I can imagine, because one thing you gave me was trust. And we're working on our relationship, but one thing you have to trust me is that, you know, I have Janae's best interests. And just want to thank all my supporters for the very kind times of notes or whatever you sent. I just want to thank you all for taking the time out to, you know, even reach out. You know, I want to personally thank our counselor, you know, Dr. Paul Ball, and I want to personally thank, you know, our team chaplain, Johnny Shelton, who's here today, for ministering us during this time and showing us a different way of, you know, because coping alone was definitely, you know, not easy. But bringing us together, times of fellowship, really made things a lot better for us. You know, every day wasn't easy, but through all things, you know, we were able to get through this.
And, oh,
you know,
I thought it was gonna say through all things through Christ.
Jesus, it strengthens me. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tears shed, but me and Janae can truly say that, you know, we're in a better place, and we just hopefully all one day gain back everyone's trust to let y'all know that, you know, we're still the same people.
She need to gain back.
I'm still the same person.
Yeah, she need to gain back people trust, Carrie.
That therapist was like, don't shout me out. No, no, mm-hmm. no.
Not
why,
yet.
Why did you do that? No.
And, you know, I really treat my job as a very special job. And, you know, I failed miserably. But I wouldn't call myself a failure because I'm working my way back up.
He talking about his job. Not his marriage. Not the woman he hit.
Mm-hmm. Because that don't matter.
His job.
Not the mother of his children.
Not the mother of his children. This job.
Because she don't matter.
Sorry, I let y'all down in my job, everybody.
Not his wife, the woman he made a vow in front of the judge.
Still hasn't said sorry to her in public in front of this at this podium, by the way.
Mm-mm.
Apologize to his coach, the trainer staff.
The fans.
For what the water
they,
boy.
For what they did.
Mm-hmm. For what we did.
The towel boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think my wife has something to say. I don't want to be the only one who...
Mm-hmm.
Can we get her some moisturizer?
By the way, I think my wife has something to say. Doesn't it sound a little like when men go out to eat and they go, the little lady will have yep. salad. I think what she wants is she's going to want the salad.
Yep. No, get her the light vinaigrette.
Yeah. Yeah. Water on the salad, please. Just pour a big ass glass of water.
She'll have ice water too with no lemon.
No lemon. No ice. Light on the ice. Oh, cut now. And yeah, I'll have the steak.
Becca, you just get her half a salad. She doesn't have a huge appetite.
She can have a bite of my steak. So just give me a whole big ass steak. Smother it in gravy. Thank you.
Failure. Because I'm working my way back up. And, I think my wife has something to say. I don't want to be the only one who, you know, we were in this together.
She pulls out a statement. This is at the 6:26 mark. There's only 45 seconds left in this entire video. What the fuck does she have to say? what he said, and my bad.
No, and my face, it still hurts a little.
Yeah,
a little.
She, oh, how crazy would it be? She would be like, well, first I had to say, my jaw was still washed right. So, first thing is,
we just washed our ass. Shouldn't have been up there.
I want to thank the coach. Want to thank the training staff.
So, Janae, you got something?
Yes. First, I want to say thank you for all of those who have supported us throughout this situation. I do deeply regret the role that I played in the incident that night.
See, that's an apology.
Mm-hmm.
She took ownership for her actions. Why did
she apologize better than him? And she only get 45 seconds.
Because his shit wasn't sincere.
Oh, my God.
And did you see how she didn't stumble any through her apology? Sincere. Genuine. Yeah. He stumbled his entire speech.
She's practiced hers.
Can't say that I am happy that we continue to work through it together. And we are continuing to strengthen our relationship and our marriage and do what we have to do for not only ourselves collectively, but individually. And working on being better parents for Raven and continue to be good role models for the community like we were doing before this. I love Ray, and I know he will continue to...
Another thing he never said.
Ever.
Prove himself to not only you all, but the community. And I know he will gain your respect back in due time. So thank you guys.
Yep, that's
very,
it.
Very well. How is he lucky enough to have her? How is he continuously winning in life?
And she did that in less than a minute, which is probably the whole length of the time his speech should have been.
When some of y'all ain't shit, other dudes like Ray out here continuously winning.
Mm-hmm.
Odell
Beckham claims that he is the target of a sordid scam. Odell Beckham Jr., the New York Giants first round pick for the 2014 NFL draft, claims that he is the target of a scam by a woman claiming to be his fiance.
So he's sending dick pics to a man?
The Giants have asked the NFL to investigate the claims on behalf of their new receiver. According to Radar Online, the family has hired a private investigator to look into the woman's allegation as well. Erica Mendez, 21, says that she has been dating the former LSU standout wide receiver since 2010. Mendez also says Beckham has treated her to lavish gifts, such as a new BMW, and flying her out to Paris and London. Where he got all this money in college, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I was going to say it's a lie here somewhere, because that don't sound right.
The alleged relationship went sour because she claims that Beckham had a threesome with strippers and had a child with another woman. Mendez provided Radar Online with a series of alleged texts between her and Beckham. For his part, Beckham says he's never even met Mendez. The entire story is fabricated, Beckham told Radar. I have never been engaged. I don't have any children. I've never met this person who was making these claims. Well, I'll tell you this. That should be easy to prove.
Yes.
Once you say you never, that like, you better be right, because it only takes one shred of evidence to be like, this nigga lying.
Man, Maury has ruined me on people that say never.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maury.
1,000%, Maury.
I ain't the daddy.
I've never slept with anybody else.
1,000%, by the way, is a huge giveaway that is not going to go right.
No, it ain't.
1,000,000,000,000%, Maury, I am not the daddy.
I told her.
When it comes to 2-year-old Montwees.
Ah, Johnson.
Named after his grandfather, Montez. Yeah.
LaRon Davian Treese the second. You are the father.
Oh
man. Boo, I told you. I told you.
I told you, nigga, this was your baby. I told you.
Well, you know what, Mari? I'm going to be a man. I'm going to take care of mine because that's what I do.
Yeah, this 46-year-old dude out there with his mama on stage.
Them niggas always swear they going to take care of this.
I'm going to make sure he take care of the grandbaby. Mm-hmm.
You know, I take care of mine, so I'm going to take care of mine. Nigga, you flew all the way to Chicago to say you wouldn't, though.
Right.
How you change on a dime? The story only gets weirder. Despite claiming that Beckham cheated on her to conceive a child with another woman, Mendez stuck around and became pregnant with Beckham's child, only to suffer a miscarriage from stress. According to Mendez, the couple finally split in August 2013 when she walked in on Beckham and the strippers. Then, in a massive twist, Mendez moved past the strippers and got back with Beckham. Their wedding is scheduled for March 2015 per Mendez. We love each other, she told Radar. Everybody makes mistakes. He has promised. He has changed. I have faith in him. He won't acknowledge that you exist, though.
So the person who wrote this story didn't do any fact check? They didn't, like, they didn't contact LSU to be like, is she a student? They didn't contact hospital? No.
Oh,
records.
They got a private investigator. Somebody going to find out who this hell this
woman
is.
But I'm saying prior to printing the story. Because now it's egg on your face. Like, you might face a lawsuit. You know, the NFL don't mind getting sued, and they don't mind suing people.
We love each other. Everybody makes mistakes, so, okay. A person claiming to be Mendez told the New York Post that she did not speak with Radar online or provide them with text messages posted there. She did maintain that she was engaged to Beckham. So now this one is all over the place. Odell Beckham Sr. denies a claim that Beckham family has met Mendez. It's a hoax, the dad said. Odell is actually seeing a young lady who went to Alabama. The only child he has is a pit bull named Dre. During their appearance on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, prior to the draft, introduced Beckham and told the audience he was engaged to a model. Huh? Well, and he didn't say nothing? Or maybe the woman in Alabama's a model?
I don't know, but I was going to say, you know, he had Pops back. So, I mean, Pops had his back. You know, your dad ain't going to lie to you for shit.
Yeah.
Lie for you for shit, so...
Yeah, your dad ain't on. Your dad gonna be like, you better take care of that baby.
Yeah, so I don't know, but if they say, maybe they did fact check, and here come the truth.
Mendez, a Houston native and former Texas Tech student, lists her occupation as model and entrepreneur. She also does fitness and personal training, according to her website. There's nothing on there about Beckham, but Mendez's Twitter bio includes soon to be Miss Beckham. She deleted her Instagram account earlier this month. She has 18.6K followers, but her account is private.
I wonder why she deleted her Instagram. Mm-hmm. Had pictures of her real boo on there.
Mm-hmm.
And why Beckham, of all people? Like, he a New York Giant. You should have picked, like, somebody else that's going to really make money.
Yeah.
Giants don't pay their players.
And he's going to be a wide receiver for the Giants, so he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and they don't pay their players. Only Eli is getting checks out of there.
Although I will say, a nigga named Odell having secret baby mamas is not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Yeah, once he said never, Maury popped into my head, so it's hard to believe if he's telling the truth or not.
LeBron James has a message for NBA owners. If you own a team or play for a team, you are a face in a huge league. No one face is bigger than this brand. NBA, NFL, MLB, whatever the case. And if you want to say it in your own confinement, go ahead. It can't get to the public. It is very important. We don't want this to linger in our sport, Jay says. It sucks that it happened. Players and owners and everyone associated with this game, there's no need for it. The quicker it gets done, the quicker we move on.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, too, you have to hold the owners to a high standard. You know, they make homophobic slurs. They get, like, $100,000 fines, things like that. So it has to be a high standard for the owners. Unfortunately, that one owner has a history of, you know, biases and discrimination. So his happened to just be losing his team. You know what I mean? But
here's the only thing you need to take from this article. There's no fucking way LeBron's going back to Cleveland. The end.
No, yep. I don't understand why people keep saying that. Like, it makes no motherfucking sense. This dude wrote an open letter about how he goddamn owns you. Why would you ever go back?
It's the reason he left. Like, once he figured out that shit, he was like, I'm out.
I'm just telling you. He says this about niggas he don't play for. He not playing for that dude again. Stop. Everybody stop being silly. You silly pants. Stop being silly right now. This man has never taken a step back in Cleveland other than to whoop some ass and get back on a jet to South Beach. That's it. Rory McIlroy broke up with his fiance. We talked about it last week. Yep. We both applauded the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently... it was pretty haphazard. Wedding invitations have been out issued that weekend.
Don't even matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
Yeah, he's at a place where he's so rich, even if it would have been the day of the event, he'd be like, y'all know what, party on me, and could have took his ass home.
Yep.
Okay, y'all are both being crazy.
And he won, though, but it was a great decision because he won.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good decision, but y'all are being crazy right now. That imagine being the other person. I would be mad as shit. Sucks we just sent you. Out wedding invitations.
Sucks to be you.
Okay, then. Wedding invitations issued at the weekend made me realize that I wasn't ready for all that marriage entails, McElroy said in the statement.
It hit on my face.
Whoops, my bad. Woo, that was close.
Right.
Yeah.
He painted the decision as a mutual one, it didn't particularly sound that way when Wozniak said it came as a bit of a shock. Now comes this report from the Times of London claiming McElroy called off the wedding over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Nah, I'd have told her to her face now.
No, this sounds like a man that knows the type of woman he was getting ready to marry.
Okay.
And sound like he knew in the face she might react inappropriately. He didn't want to face what Tiger Woods had to face, which was a golf club to the back of his head.
Ah!
Caroline Wozniak played tennis in a lovely old arena at Roland Garros yesterday, but would rather have been in Belfast, asking Rory McIlroy to his face why he left her this way. Except that the last time he called, less than a day after telling her how much he loved her, it was a 3-minute conversation she thought was a joke.
She know why.
The two have not spoken since. This weekend, McIlroy came from down 7 to win the BMW PGA Championship yesterday. Wozniak lost her first round match at the French Open, so.
Yeah, she knew why. Mm-hmm. He knows she crazy. He did the right thing. Listen.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. People are saying there's two extremes of this. One is the one Justin's on, and of course that's wrong. Justin believes it. But then there's this other one where people keep saying there's never a reason to break up with somebody by phone. Yes, there is.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
If you crazy.
Yeah,
that's the last thing you want to do.
If you crazy, I'm breaking up with you in public or over the phone or some method where I can't be around you, and you crazy motherfuckers know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. He did the right thing.
Nah, this was different. Cause what happened with him is he went to a point where any reasonable woman would turn crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could be cool as shit.
Yeah.
Once you sending out wedding invitations, nigga.
She was like, you should have canceled it way before this point.
You got to take that ass with her. Like, I mean, you ain't got to, but you can't put it on her like, bitch was crazy. No. Yo ass crazy for waiting that long.
He probably didn't realize the extent of her craziness until she was sending him out. Like, she probably was talking and doing other things while she was folding the envelopes and things like that. She probably said something real that caught his light bulb moment, went off in his head, and he was like, wait a minute. Did she just say what I think she said?
Mm-mm.
And then he was like, nope, not gonna do it.
But to an extent, I see what Roger's coming from, because I think that he knew before the invitations were sent out that he didn't want to marry her.
He was scared. Like,
as a man has broken up with a few chicks before, he did the right thing.
Okay, that's cool.
He did.
Talking about doing shit in the right way. Like, I'm not even going to argue that he should have married her. That's stupid as fuck. Obviously.
Yeah, I agree with Justin with that one.
It's quite obvious he shouldn't have got married.
Mm-mm.
What's funny is you get to this point before being like, I think I'm not gonna do it. You can't be like, well, I broke up over the phone because she's crazy. You broke up over the phone because you scared. Why are you scared? Because anybody would be crazy at that point. That ain't even fair.
It makes me wonder, did she propose to him or did he propose to her?
He about proposed to get his ass whipped.
that's irrelevant.
Yeah,
now, I will say this though. I hope he changed all the locks and got all, you know what I'm saying?
He can never come back to wherever that was. Like, if they live together, he can never come back.
No, I mean, like, his place. You know she had a key to his place and things like that. I hope he changed the locks immediately.
He got to move there. No.
No, he got to move.
Fuck a lock.
He got
to
move.
He got to move.
You understand? This woman about to put the Liam Neeson Taken hit on this nigga.
Yeah, he got to move cities.
I wouldn't even blame her. If she just showed up at his job and was like,
oh, the golf course.
Yeah. Can we talk for a second?
On the 16th green.
Middle of the US Open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just showed up
on national television.
She just showed up on the 18th green and shit. Can we talk? Rory. Rory, can we talk? Rory. I know you see me looking at you, Rory. Rory. I'm calling your phone right now. Rory.
It's vibrating in your pocket. I see it. I saw you turn it off.
Yeah. Shh.
I saw you send me to ignore.
Bill, man. Bill, I know you the caddy. Bill, yeah. You hear me, Bill? Get him.
Yeah. Man, we're asking for a quiet from the spectators, please.
Mm-mm.
All right, now for Paul, Roy McElroy. Roy, 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 I know you hear me. Roy, don't swing, don't swing. Better not swing till you talk to me.
Yeah, because I completely understand that because it's a difference between you breaking up with your girlfriend you getting married.
You think she called his mama and was like, why did Roy do this?
What?
How did Roy do this?
His
to
mama,
me?
His daddy, his sister.
Anybody that would listen.
Tiger Woods. Tiger, can you talk to him? Can you just tell him? Can you just tell him that we never had sex and then just see if he'll talk to him?
You never bought me a $5 foot long?
Yeah. God damn, man. What an asshole. Like, I'm not saying he's an asshole for breaking up, but damn, you waited till the last second. Like, you probably dodged a bullet, but nigga, you Matrix dodged that bullet. That was wrong as shit.
Yeah, hey. And if I was interested in him, I'd be like, no, nigga, not you, because I don't want to be embarrassed like that.
He's so rich, though. He's so rich, somebody will go through this again. They don't care. She'll go through it. He could be like, my bad, and she would be like, you know, you is rich. You lucky you rich. Indiana Pacers forward Paul George was hit with a paternity suit by a former stripper after she gave birth to a girl.
Oh, shit.
This news was broken months ago.
Yeah, he knew that was coming.
That tall. I wonder if he regrets having that 21-point game now. He's like, shit, that's just going to make my money go up. That she going to want some more.
Nope.
That's going to be half of that.
Nope.
Daniela Ragic, 24, gave birth to a daughter, Olivia, on May 1st, and filed the suit in Manhattan Family Court on Wednesday. That night, George scored 37 points.
I wonder why it took us so long to file.
17 of those points went to his unborn daughter.
It don't even matter.
What if that's how it worked? Dwayne Wade with 25, but only gets to keep 15. 10 of those points go to his ex-wife and children.
His break baby.
Yeah, and his break baby gets 2 points. He had a dunk.
He had a layup.
The break baby had 2 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound.
Oh, for a little break baby.
And a turnover.
That baby is going to grow up being called the break baby.
That's how they should show niggas stats. Is all they babies that they not taking care of. Sean Kemp's stats would have been ridiculous.
Oh. Oh.
Some of his babies got a share point.
Oh, Lord.
Sean only scored 11 tonight. So two of his babies.
Do his babies get a quarter of a point?
They got
a
share. They got to break it up like NFL sacks.
Three quarters of a point.
You get a rebound, you get a point.
NFL sacks. You got to break it and share it.
Oh, my God, nigga.
Sean could have been all stars.
For Marty's children, I'll get 2 tackles today. George said during Friday morning shoot-around, the situation would not be a distraction to him or the Pacers.
Nigga, it's been a distraction half of the season for you when you found out.
He's like, listen, this ain't even the worst thing I did. This is not even the worst thing I did on the internet this year. I sent my dick to a man.
On purpose.
On purpose. Okay.
Oh. No homo.
Yeah, wait till y'all see that lawsuit.
And no disrespect.
Yeah, but Paul George getting sued about that baby.
Can you trust him with 2 first names?
No, of course not.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That's the real reason I don't trust Carmelo Anthony.
I bet you his middle name is like Paul Michael George. You know what I'm saying?
Paul Michael George.
Mike Pouncey of the Dolphins, he has not fulfilled the NFL's requirement that he see a medical professional for psychological testing before he returns to the field, and that he's against the idea altogether.
Man, we told him last week to go ahead.
Just go. But nah, he can't help it.
You think the NFL needs you?
I have no clue about a date, but I don't think I need that, Pouncey said Tuesday at the Miami's organized team activities, so I have no clue.
They can also choose to not pay you because this is part of their requirements, right?
Yep. When asked the follow-up question on why he doesn't need to seek a medical professional, he said, I just don't think I do.
I mean, there's no way to really explain why you don't need a professional.
Well, I'm just saying the answers to this question are why he needs help. He was one of the players who bullied and harassed former teammate Jonathan Martin and others during the NFL's investigation into Miami's locker room culture last season. Pouncey and former Dolphins offensive lineman Richie Incognito and John Jerry all face possible suspensions to start the season. Jerry signed with the New York Giants this offseason. Incognito remains an unrestricted free agent. Wow, really?
Why hadn't he retired yet?
Nobody took a chance on him. I'm surprised.
I'm not.
Why are you not surprised?
Because he's crazy. They watched all the other stupid shit he did.
Yeah, I can't front. I'm not surprised. Like, it's funny, though, because I said he wouldn't get signed, and people was like, that's crazy.
But who wants to deal with that?
Because it was like he, you know, former Pro Bowl and all this shit. But I don't know, man. Like, part of me still felt like maybe during the season someone gets hurt. Like, he'll get another chance. The NFL just that cold-blooded.
Yeah, the thing, I think had he not, you know, smashed up his own car.
Yes, that's the stuff they were looking
those
at.
Those Twitter rants, not went into rehab and checked himself out the same day.
People would have been more willing
to I think
to
he
work.
Probably would have had a job by now. You know what I mean? Because things would have blown over. They'd have been focused on Michael Sam's.
That's right.
They'd have signed him on the low, like that sort of thing.
But asked whether or not he had any regrets about what happened last year, Pouncey said, no, not at all. We moved on from that. I'm not worried about anything in 2013. Honestly, it's all about 2014 for me. So yeah, he crazy.
The thing is, at this point, you have to look at the Dolphins. Well, first of all, we know the Dolphins management ain't shit. The infrastructure. But when this continuously is in the news and y'all didn't make this dude go, y'all ain't shit. Y'all need to intervene and cut this nigga or make him go.
Johnny Manziel went to Vegas and I don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
So
is he part of the money team? He should be.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a non-fucking story.
Ain't it, though?
It's like he took pictures in Vegas, y'all.
Who gives a fuck?
Why is this leading SportsCenter? I thought the pictures were going to be like the pictures from fucking The Hangover.
Yeah, it's more interesting that he sat in a regular seat and coach instead of sitting in first class.
I don't even care about that. Let me know when he's getting his dick sucked in the elevator by an old lady.
Then we can talk
about what the fuck happened in Vegas. He was on a plane. Nigga, everybody's on a plane going to Vegas.
Nah, I'm shocked he's not in first class, though.
Okay, man, I'm moving on. I could care. That's how little I care. Ah! I saw them trying to make something out of it. I was just like, yeah, okay.
I mean, it shouldn't be written about it. He shouldn't have had a press conference behind it. But
yeah, it's stupid. It's actually stupid.
Like, they just want to make a story about it.
I was like, this is some shit we would cover. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of shit we would hype up to be like, oh, man. Nigga ain't even in first class. Like, that's our shit. I saw SportsCenter do this. I was like, are y'all listening to the show?
They took our joke.
Yeah.
That's what happened when you got 24 hours of news coverage.
Newsflash, John Harbaugh called the Ravens offseason problems silliness.
Mm-hmm. Other than Ray Rice, what issues did they have?
Lorenzo Taliaferro became the fourth Ravens player arrested during the offseason.
Oh, I was about to say silliness.
He allegedly broke the window of a taxi cab on Saturday. TMZ reported that three Ravens players, wide receiver Jacoby Jones, running back Bernard Pierce, and cornerback Jimmy Smith, were all asked to leave a Maryland bar over Memorial Day weekend for being too drunk. I'm disappointed in some of the silliness that has gone on.
Hey, I love the way he, as a coach and face of the organization, I love the way he's spinning it.
Your spot is never guaranteed on any football team or any job. I think you have to know how you carry yourself and handle yourself is going to be reflected in how successful you are and how many opportunities you get to do your job. Our jobs need to understand that.
Is that foreshadowing? Someone might get cut.
By Harbaugh's estimation, many of the problems are 90% alcohol and another percentage of marijuana. He suggests world-class athletes should avoid late-night partying. This is not what I would call effective training method right there to go out and drink too much. We expect those guys to chase a high standard, and we're going to do everything we can to hold them accountable. He had three players arrested in the 22-day span this offseason.
Shit.
Ray Rice, simple assault. He's accepted in the pretrial intervention program to avoid prosecution. That's crazy how when you rich, they always got away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go to the pretrial beat a bitch. That's different.
Because didn't Irsay, his charges, they should be felonies, got dropped to misdemeanors?
Yep. Backup wide receiver Deontay Thompson was arrested for possession of marijuana.
Deontay.
The charges were later dropped. Deontay. Backup offensive lineman Ja Reed.
Ja Reed?
Ja Reed?
I do it for my baby.
Yes.
Ja Reed will be making songs about spelling and shit.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
I spell it for my baby.
Every little thing that you do. Ja Reed was arrested on two misdemeanors charges of battery after a bar fight March 9th. His court day is next month.
Damn it.
So, yeah. Ravens being silly, knocking out women. Fighting people in the club.
Oh, they're just silly. They're just so silly. They know not what they do. They just so be silly. They're silly boys.
You know who else is getting silly? Darrell Washington of the Arizona Cardinals, inside linebacker. He will be suspended for the entire silly season of 2014 for again violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Did you say again?
Again.
Again. I mean,
he missed four games last year, but he said, I can do better than that.
I can do the whole season.
I mean, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yep. Hey, apparently he's trying real hard.
He just wanted to make the Cardinals competitive. That's why their defense was so good.
An apologetic Washington, whose suspension will begin immediately, said in a statement released through agents.
Your suspension start right now.
Yeah, so when do I need to get my stuff? Oh, we mm-hmm. already got it. We already got
we
it.
We found your stash.
It'll be in the car. You can smoke. Here's the good news. You can smoke all the weed you want this in 2014.
Man, he going to come back trying harder than ever to cheat. Because he got a whole season to make up for.
Dog, I'm just saying. That's how I would tell him he got cut. Here's the bad news. Well, you want good news or bad news first? I'll take the good news. The good news is you can smoke all the weed in Arizona next year.
All the weed.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, all the weed. We're okay with that.
The bad news is your ass ain't got no job. He says that he is committed to making changes in my life that will allow me to return to the NFL as soon as possible. He missed four games last year for a previous violation. He's also facing another suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy after he was arrested May 2013 on two counts of aggravated assault after a confrontation with his ex-girlfriend.
I'm just saying, can Aaron Hernandez get a job? I mean, he ain't never been caught cheating. Yeah.
I mean, just because you get into some silliness with killing a couple people, now you can't have a job?
Allegedly.
Yeah, some alleged silliness.
Right.
That he pleaded not guilty to, by the way.
Right.
Well, I mean, stop being so serious.
I mean,
guys.
Can he help it if people that's close to him just keep disappearing?
If you sillily, in a silly way, get two counts of aggravated assault against your confrontation against your ex-girlfriend, is that really your fault, or are you just being a little too silly?
I think you guys are being too silly.
Mm-hmm. It's completely unacceptable that Darrell has once again put us in this position, Cardinals General Manager Stephen Keem said in a statement. We all know the consequences are, and we'll deal with them.
Man, they probably supplying them the things they need to help them cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that hard to believe. Like, when Peppers got caught up with that stuff here at the Panthers, linked to the doctor in Columbia that was linked to the Panthers organization. Like, mm-hmm. you think he found that doctor in Columbia on his own? No. Mm-hmm. It's strange that doctor's facility is only 20 minutes from where they do when they go to their college in South Carolina to work out. Like, come on, son.
I just wonder what happens when you get suspended for smoking weed. You know what I mean? Like other people get suspended for all kinds of shit. Hear your ass in here talking about.
Man, this is some bullshit. Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
So that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
No,
I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Move this man. Move.
Boo this man.
Yep. That's, I think that's how it goes when it's like, we on PEDs. He's like, I got suspended for a year for smoking weed.
I bet you the first person he called was his weed man.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Samson.
First person he calls
his all weed. You want mm-hmm. to, sir.
First person he calls his weed man. Well, I got all off season. Actually, does he still have to take drug tests randomly?
I don't know.
Even
what the
though
rule
he's suspended.
Is. I honestly don't know what the rule is. It's probably more strict. You're right.
Because unless he cut from the team, I imagine he still have rules. Like, yeah. If they want to do a random test, they call him into the facility.
And they probably make him do it more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
the Redskins have launched a Twitter onslaught at Senator Harry Reid for their campaign to keep the team's name. This is just another Redskins dumbass move. Why do you need a campaign to keep the name when you're the one who names the team? You don't need a campaign. Your campaign is fuck you. Like, why would you spend money on this? The end. Hey, man, you should change it. Let me see. We'll do a demonstration. Hey, Justin, you should change your name.
Why?
Because I don't like it. I think your name is racist. Can you change your name to Leroy?
Man, fuck you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks, man. I'm going to start an online competition to make you change your name.
Fuck out my face.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad, man. Shit, my fault.
Shit, break it up again.
Right. No, I'm going to start an online campaign to keep my name. What kind of dumbass? What a waste of money.
Yeah, you were going to keep it regardless. Why are we having a campaign?
Dan Snyder's got too much money.
Hey, I'm going to call my mama and be like, Ma, this nigga want me to change my name.
Right.
To Leroy. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him?
The Redskins instructed fans Thursday to tweet the Nevada Democrat to show their Redskin pride and tell him what the team means to you. Why?
What they got to do with the name?
Leave them alone. Leave. I know the fans.
That didn't have nothing to do with the name either.
The fans at this point are like the people in T.I.'s entourage.
Yeah, they just there and go, what the fuck?
They're just like, oh, come on, man. Come on, bro.
Can we have
come on. Just, you know, I can deal with your name, but goddamn, come on. No.
T.I. entourage is like, you know, I'm going to have to testify against you, right?
Yeah.
You don't got enough money for me to do time for you.
Yeah, if I was a Redskins fan, I would tweet Senator Harry Reid, and I would tweet stuff like, hey, man, I'm sorry about that, dog. Sometimes Dan be tripping, man. Don't try not to take it personal.
If I took my time to tweet that guy, I would tell him to stop worrying about fucking football and to worry about more things that's affecting, you know what I'm saying, the U.S.
I like, would
focus
not,
on that.
I would not.
Real shit.
I wouldn't even tweet him because I guarantee he's getting that a million times. Mm-hmm. And if I was him, I'd be like, oh, I can work on that and this.
Nah, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You can't. You're wasting time.
False equivalency.
You're wasting
people
time.
Always do that. When they don't want you to, when they know they wrong, they be like, hey, man, we don't have time to concentrate on me raping these kids and the economy. Pick one.
Oh, we can talk about both.
Sign the Catholic Church.
Oh, Lord.
Fans did just that, but not always in the manner Redskins would have preferred. Many told Reid they support his effort to change the name. Hey, I'm a Redskins fan, and I agree. You got a point. Soon, both Redskins pride and change the name were trending. Damn. See? Damn, Dan Snyder need to just leave well enough alone. Why would you even court this?
He's like the owner for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. Leave it alone, man.
Because I don't know why he think that people are not opposed to this shit.
I would love for him to be like, actually, Redskins fan, that's enough. That's enough to him. My bad. Go as you were.
Right, stick to writing letters. Right, write you another letter.
Plus, you just know the people that were on his side were tweeting shit like, "Redskin is not a slur, nigger."
Yep.
Ah! Nigger lover.
I love them Redskin Indians.
I love the Redskins, and I love America. Fuck that monkey Obama. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, yes, they were.
Can we get America back the way it was?
Right. You Nigerian monkey-loving Obamaite. Reid said last month the Redskins owner Dan Snyder should do what is morally right and change the name. Last week, half of the Senate wrote letters to the NFL urging a change, calling the name, saying the name is a racist slur. Snyder has vowed to never change the name.
He could have learned from the Bobcats. We talked about changing the name from the Bobcats to the Hornets like 5 years ago.
Yep.
And had they forgotten about it, I don't think too many people would have been complaining. Oh, we're going to do it next year because of licensing reasons. Like, you can name anything. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just get your 10 more years off of the Daniel.
Let's go to the speed round, guys, because Kara's got to get her hair done. Roger Goodell has responded Thursday to criticism by the NFLPA director, DeMaurice Smith, who contended a double standard exists between the league and when they're giving out punishments to players and versus owners.
Of course.
He said a personal conduct policy applies to commissioners, owners, players, and coaches. It applies to all of us. We all have a responsibility to do things the right way. There are several players who haven't taken any action on either. We like to get the facts. We like to be thorough, and we like to understand them. Charges were just filed last week. I don't believe there's a credibility gap. And you know what? He's right. There is a due process to this, and he didn't kill no dogs. So he gets his day in court before anybody gets mad.
Yep.
So I have not been outraged about this. I will only be outraged if, I guess, they don't do anything. But if they just go like, man, we're going to suspend you for half a year or some shit, I'll be like, I get it. You know, stay away from the team, go to rehab. Okay. People acting like they already need to make a decision, but it's kind of early.
I'm going to tell you what I'm outraged about. It was a Chicago Bears player that had probably less money, but wanted the same amount in drugs.
Yeah.
And he got all that time.
But the police did that.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm more outraged about.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Irsay gets misdemeanors. And this dude about to serve 30 years with less money, but about the same amount of drugs. He didn't even have the drugs. He wanted the drugs.
More speed round. Phil Jackson asked Carmelo to delay free agency.
Of course he would. Because Phil doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Had Phil shut up in the very beginning about Melo and stop asking him about taking a discount. I ain't worried about Melo. Stay or leave. Melo would have stayed and probably would have stayed for cheaper because Lala made that decision. But once he started fucking with the money, Lala was like, nah, we might move. We might move out to L.A.
Told Melo he should just hang out for a year. See what happens.
Why?
I don't know.
What would Melo get out of it?
That's my point.
I guess whatever his salary is for next year, I don't know.
Man, Melo going to L.A. Melo going to try to go to an L.A. team. Mm-hmm. That's what Lala likes to be at anyway, outside of New York.
Amon Shumpert has a new rap video. I didn't know this nigga rapped. I'll play something for you guys. It's only a minute and 44 seconds long.
Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Have you heard it, Karen? Mm-mm. You think it's going to be good?
Mm-mm.
I don't think it's going to be good either.
No. Right.
I'm comparing it to Stack Jack.
My bucket on and my robbing on, so fuck with me. We ain't in the off, so I'm pissed off, so you might not wanna fuck with me. You could just stop them truck with me. Trouble when they got that buck with me. They gotta watch on it, y'all ain't seen it yet, but when you finally do, you gon' fuck with me. I'm from where the footwork made you cool. The Wednesday Jordan's the latest cool. Three parts in a haircut wasn't dope then, we just made it cool. Now I got bread I can stunt with, and everything's a brand new outfit. The t-shirt longer than usual, a bitch can wear the shit to go out with. I'm stupid. All my people go goofy, and if I call mine for that drama time, no, they ain't talking, they shooting. But every action is a reaction, so we ain't crazy, that's no shoot. My pants sag, I got a large tab, and I don't pass the hand when I'm boosting. Uncle Remus on Madison, mild sauce on the six wing. Fries drenched in that mild sauce, must be in out west then. I'm still in out west, boy, I'll make a girl get kinky twist, and then buy your ass them Jordan 2s. What other chicks be getting this? Boy, my sway up. Celeb hoes be a layup. They like that I can bust it and stay up. Half shorty ass cussing like a sailor. Let's get it. 3AB May is trendsetters. We fresh and proper. We got it. 3AB May is trendsetters. I'm fresh and proper. I got it.
This is why the Knicks ain't gonna be good, man.
No.
And I'm not saying this because the song is whack. I'm saying it because the video is so crazy that niggas have time to do side projects like these.
Now, I like that beat. Mm-hmm. That video was weird as hell.
And none of his teammates are in it.
And why they look like the Crown Posse people? All the paint and the clowns.
Insane Clown Posse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, half.
I just couldn't take him serious because he still had that box.
Yeah, I just don't. I like this is the like when you do shit like this, your team can't be good.
And he only had one chick dancing.
Yeah, but with a bear on her head.
Yeah,
there's no good teams with shit like this that happens.
He in the furries.
He in the dancing bear videos apparently. But.
I mean, the beat was sick.
Yeah, I like the beat now.
But yeah, I also noticed like they on the blogs they keep saying it's pretty good. He rhymes a lot of the same things. Mm-hmm. Like, and I hate when rappers do that because it's actually not rapping to me, or it's not clever. It was like. Me and girl in the room, man, she trying to fuck with me. I said, bitch, just come out the room and then we'll see if you can fuck with me. That's the same thing.
I was mad he was bragging about getting a girl some Jordan 2s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
the best line was when he said he had a long shirt for his outfit and it's so long that a girl could wear the shirt to go out with. That was the best line. And that's not giving a lot of props.
Yeah, that's...
This is what happens when white people decide what the best music is.
But good luck, guys. Good luck. Good luck with that in mind. I mean, no hate. No disrespect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look. This is the influence J.R. Smith has on the team.
Nah, J.R. Smith wouldn't have wore a grill, would he?
I didn't say J.R. Smith condoned, like, did this exact video. This is the influence that he has. Because niggas want to be like him. They be like, I'm going to pull a gun on my wife. Then other niggas be like, I'm gonna make me a rap video with some furries and clown
some
makeup
Care Bears.
On.
He got Care Bears in his video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put some clown makeup on.
I that's the one thing I do like about J.R. Smith, though. J.R. Smith just be trying to get some pussy. That's all. This everything after basketball is him trying to get pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was a good song.
Or smoke weed.
It's not fucking with Stack Jack at all.
Oh, no.
And it didn't have no message. 12 years a slave, 12 years a slave. Come on, bro. Are you serious right now? Dude, he said, trying to get with Lupita. Take her out to the shed so he can meet her.
Oh, Lord.
He's talking about that slavery, y'all. Tiger Woods announced this week that he has withdrawn from the U.S. Open. So, doctor say he need a bacchiotomy.
Yeah, so more people losing some money and more people won't be watching that shit.
I mean, I'm not a golfer. I've played it like once. It didn't seem that hard. It took so much of no energy at all that I was like, I hate this game.
Well, you got to remember, his back probably hurts from fucking all those bitches.
Okay.
So don't forget that.
Okay, that's why I was back. Because I was like, why? I'm confused as to how there's so many injuries in golf.
You fuck enough fives.
Yeah,
you gonna hurt your back, bro.
But his ab game on point though.
Yeah, his ab is straight. His arms probably good, but you fuck enough fives, you know, it's gonna hurt. Apparently, Jalen Rose and Reggie Miller have a little bit of difference about their opinion.
Okay.
About how they worked out. Jalen Rose said Reggie never said anything positive about me as a teammate, as he's done for Rick Smith, Davies, and Mark Jackson. I had a chip on my shoulder, obviously against Larry Brown and against Reggie for not speaking up. As teammates, he never really showed me any appreciation. So, Reggie Miller disagrees.
Jalen Rose, that left-hand killer dog.
Mm-hmm. So, I remember that team, too. And I always felt like they didn't get along.
Yep. Because Jalen was a better player than him. During the playoffs, Reggie choked. Jalen was averaging like 21 points against the Lakers.
Yep. Miguel Olivo suspended after a bite. He bit off part of his teammate Alex Guerrero's ear in the dugout.
Oh,
that was hilarious, man.
They got in a fight and he Mike Tysoned that nigga.
No, he bit the star's ear off.
Yeah.
You don't bite the star of the team ear off, man.
You shouldn't. Off of a fight, too, right?
That's why you don't blow in a man's ear.
That's why you don't fucking
say, fight. Oh, how you like it?
You liked the earlier one I blew in your ear. You liked it.
Nah, man.
You look at him like LeBron.
He liked it.
Luckily, I had.
What's wrong with you?
Luckily, I had these earphones on.
The cameras was on. Everybody was watching. You liked it.
Yeah.
He handled it like a professional.
The Dodgers announced Wednesday he will remain suspended on the suspended list at AAA Albuquerque. They sent this nigga to Albuquerque, dog.
Yep.
Oh.
Bye.
Yo, it was hilarious, man.
That's where Bugs Bunny always makes his wrong turn at.
Yes, I thought that was a fucking made up place. That's a real goddamn place.
Should have made that left to Albuquerque.
Man, I always thought it was made
this
up.
Dude was so angry. He bit his teammate ear off during the game. Not afterward in the locker room, but during the game.
I'm going to bite your fucking ear off. I wonder what happened.
He got some sharp ass teeth, man. I don't know that I would.
Real sharp.
Even if I'm biting something, someone, I don't know that I could bite that hard to take off a piece of their body.
And Guerrero is signed to make $28 million. Right. $28 million. Yeah, you can't be fucking with the money, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
You go.
It's like the fry cook coming in and kicking Ronald McDonald's in the balls. Bye.
He didn't even get to take a shower afterward. They threw his ass out immediately on the street.
They're like, you can't be scratching the clown face up. Come on, dog.
Get the fuck out of our locker room.
Yes.
Shelly Sterling is doing everything she can to see if she can get this money before the NBA has his meeting. So she declared Donald Sterling incompetent. And try
yes,
to
she did.
Diagnose him with Alzheimer's.
Smart. Yes.
So that she will become the sole beneficiary.
She got that nigga tested, and they was like, he failed.
You could tell she the one been making all the decisions for the Clippers the last few years.
You know what? I can't tell. But what I can tell is when rich people fight over money, the one thing you can always count on is they going to find a way to get paid.
Yep, she's shrewd, man. That's why I say she's been making decisions. She is so shrewd.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm suing that bitch for all my money that you gave to her. I want all my money back from her.
She sued for her money before, so this is nothing. So she sold the team to Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. The agreement is in principle, and everything's in writing, but according to David Aldridge, that doesn't mean shit. The NBA owners can still decide, fuck her. We're going to take the team and sell it ourselves. But, the big news is she got $2 billion from Microsoft CEO.
Yep, a team that's only worth half a billion.
Yeah, former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer got $2 billion in cash to give her.
Because she's trying to make all the money she can. Because she was like, if I give it to y'all and y'all sell it, I'm going to get either nothing or a fraction of that.
And she's trying to get money because she won't have. This way she gets half of whatever Sterling gets before the divorce is final as well.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying their best to, like, release statements and shit like it's true. Because everybody was reporting it like it was a fact. And the NBA was like, we haven't signed off on any of this shit.
They got to investigate his ownership group again, even though it's the same group that tried to.
They probably got to vest them tests to be sure they legit.
I think they tried to buy Sacramento, one of those other teams.
I think it was Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Okay.
And the stipulation was they couldn't move it to Seattle. So they were like, fuck it.
Yep.
But the stipulation for this is that they can't move it to Seattle, according to her. But, you know, the NBA hadn't had any time to flesh all this out. And they're not going to let the shit move this fast.
And I think he's okay with not moving a team out of LA and keeping it there. You know what I mean? I think he sees there's enough earning potential to keep it in LA versus moving it to Seattle. So, but yeah, good luck with selling it. Like I said, she on her game. She took her a week.
She about that money.
Took her a week, dog, to get that money.
Calvin Johnson has never gotten himself in trouble, but he recently got himself in the middle of some potential trouble. According to TMZ, the alleged mother of Johnson's six-month-old child contends that Johnson's girlfriend threatened to unfurl the maneuver known as the mollywop.
What?
For those not familiar with the term and or those without access to UrbanDictionary.com, to mollywop means to reach way back with your pimp hand. Damn near.
Not your pimp hand.
Damn near knocking oneself off balance to deliver a massive blow with an inside closed fist to the temple of your hoe or foe.
Oh, no. I love that definition.
Citing a police report, TMZ explains that Shalyn, S-H-A-L-L-Y-N, Blanton, Shailene Blanton claims Johnson arrived for a visit with the child on May 25th. Johnson brought his girlfriend, Brittany McNorton. Blanton alleges that McNorton's presence violated the custody agreement. One thing led to another, as things often do, and McNorton eventually allegedly leapt from the car screaming she was going to mollywop your ass.
Oh, shit.
According to the team's official website, McNorton serves as the team's manager of partner activation. So apparently McNorton is working for the Detroit Lions, and Calvin Johnson is dating her.
Mm-hmm. Get that money, bro, however you can.
Whatever the position was previously known as informally within the building, there's a good chance from this point forward it will be known as the mollywop job.
So. Can she keep her job though and date a player? Because you know the dancers.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's why I was asking. I always heard that you couldn't, but who knows?
It's only for the dancers.
You know, I think that's probably a rule just for them, because they was like, y'all are one step above hoes.
So, no disrespect.
No. Yeah, no disrespect when I say that. I'm like, your uniforms are one step above it.
No disrespect is enough. You don't have this plan.
Hey, mama. Kobe Bryant says that he's jealous of Tim Duncan. I'm jealous of Tim, Kobe tells ESPN.com, playing for the same historically great coach for his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a shot at the Lakers.
Yes, because he didn't want Phil to leave.
Yeah, why couldn't y'all just keep Phil?
And because that other dude,
he don't respect nobody
that wants
else.
To be the coach.
Yeah.
Byron Scott, because he gonna make Kobe change his game.
Yeah, I don't want him or Mike D'Antoni or nobody whack. I wish I was Tim Duncan. I could play for somebody great all the time. Keeping in mind that Popovich would have Kobe doing shit like only shooting set shots, by the way, because he don't like all that shit. He's like, Kobe, why are you shooting over the double team again, Coach? That's my shot. No, it's not. You're on the bench. You're on the bench, Kobe.
Yeah, he would get him the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, he would hate Popovich. Kobe always be trying to take shots.
I think he just wants one coach, though. We both know.
He won't feel. We know the answer.
Yeah, we both know he just wants one coach for his career.
Phil.
I don't know why he likes Phil. Win with Phil.
Right. You already know he don't like Phil. He like winning. It's the same shit always with Kobe. I like winning, and he understands. Mm-hmm. We got questions in the chat room. Think Ballmer will move the Clips to Seattle? I don't think so, because I don't think the league would allow it. They just put a clause in Milwaukee's contract that they couldn't move the team, and if they try to move it to Seattle or anywhere, they actually have to sell it back to the NBA. So I think the next owner of the Clippers is going to get some similar language, and I think the NBA wants to decide whether they put a franchise in Seattle, a new franchise, or if they they might decide also to just move another team.
Okay, but they want to be able to make the decision.
Yeah, I think they realize after the New Orleans fiasco, I think they really realize that it's no good letting the owners decide who can move their teams about.
Because Hornets should have never left.
Yeah, and they have different motivations. And they'll move a team across the country, and then they get a good deal on suites or arena or something like that, and then they want to move again. And it's like, okay, we got to stop this shit. This is getting stupid.
Yep, the NFL own teams that they don't care about that.
I think the NFL even cares. Like, they won't let you just move anywhere. Like, I think there's a couple of locations that people use to threaten to move, but there's a reason nobody's moved in a long time. Joe Spacey says, could you see it reach a point where the public moves on from the Clipper news so that Sterling just ends up keeping them out of indifference? I really couldn't. I mean, shit is just such big news now. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is being reported. I just can't see a situation where people stop caring, because racism is the third rail and people love judging one racist.
Yeah, the only thing.
Yes, versus racism as a
whole. The only thing that could slightly move it is the NFL season. But once that comes up, they'll talk about it just to take all the negative news off of the NFL and be like, hey, can you believe what's going on in the NBA right now?
Well, not just that. Sports is 24/7 now, and TV, ESPN's always on. If anything happens, they can't help but talk about it too much. So, you know, they're going to talk about it too much. It doesn't matter. They'll never, I don't think they'll ever move on. And plus, Silver thinks he has the votes to get him out. So how likely are the Sterlings to take the NBA to court because of the process of voting them out as an owner? According to somebody else to the day, it's pretty ironclad, the agreement that you signed as an owner of the NBA. One of the agreements is that you cannot sue the NBA. If you take it to a court of law, it basically will be thrown out, almost guaranteed. You can take it to arbitration because that's what you signed up for, but arbitration is favored towards the NBA and the rest of the owners. So the likelihood of you getting your way is extremely low. So chances are it won't make it into a courtroom other than to get dismissed. If someone does move to Seattle, how soon does J.R. Smith and Zach Randolph try to sign J.Sarge 12? Well, if the numbers are right about smoking weed, everybody gonna want to play there. Now, I think what happens is, what people don't realize is it doesn't matter what your state law is. The NBA law is you're not supposed to smoke weed. Now, I heard the test is a joke and they don't really test. You get 4 tests and after that, they never test you for the rest of the year. So people can't wait to get that 4th test so they can get it out the way and smoke weed every day. So I don't know how, you know, legit the testing is and shit, but, I don't think anybody's moving because of weed. You know,
yeah, and I think it's more NFL than anybody because they test during the offseason, I believe, for NFL. They always consistently have random tests.
Yeah.
Whereas in NBA, I think it's only during the season.
Although I feel like you can make an argument that smoking weed in the NFL probably pretty good thing with all the concussions and pain and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, we got to get out of here. Karen's got to go get her hair done. We appreciate everybody for listening to the Balls Deep Sports.
We do.
We'll be back next week. Make sure you email the show, theblackouttips@gmail.com. Leave comments on the website if you want us to respond to that. And we appreciate everybody. Thanks for enjoying the live shows. Until next week, peace out.
Peace.
Peace.